96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to focus on the health of our nation, the health of our world. It's the talk radio world that we focus on in this hour. It's called the DJV Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. It's the time during the week that DJVers Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, a new member of the gang here, looks at the charts for the week. It's a talk radio review of the big night, the big items. Sort of, I was going to say the nightmares, because that's kind of what this list is, a nightmare. The week of January 11th to the 15th is in focus, and we have top 10 stories to go through, the top 10 people list. In fact, they're usually complimentary. It's really kind of, when you look at this list, and has been this way for the last 4 or 5 months, the top 3-4 items are usually the ones that are way over in terms of time taken to review, way over the top, and the others are kind of just ancillary to this, just there. For example, excuse me, number 10 this week is a focus on what has been a big story in the Midwest, certainly, and I said something about it earlier on, the Flint water situation. We were talking about water, Victoria and Jennifer were, as it applies to making bagels on the DJV program. But I do think that it's kind of worth a moment. It's worth more time than we've given it, because it is such an example of complete corruption and complete malfeasance in government. This is a textbook case. Anybody teaching a government course how to and how not to, the way this situation was handled, the arrogance, the ignorance, the sheer...
just cheap. A friend of his family owns a plumbing company, and when this Flint water crisis happened, his company was one of the contractors who went out to Flint, Michigan, from New York to bid on fixing the problem. And he said that the pipes were so old, and they had the option a long time ago to, I don't know anything about pipes, but there was a certain
lead,
type of
you don't
pipe
want lead.
That, right, I know that. You don't want lead in the water. Right. So there was a certain type of, there was another option that they had when they were redoing the systems years ago. They chose to take the cheap route, and then that's where they are now. And he said that when his company went and inspected the lead pipes, he said he had never seen, and he's been in the sewers of New York City, and he said he's never seen something so horrific. Mm-hmm. And he said they chose to be really cheap about it. And then, you know, when you make cheap decisions, you pay for what you get, you know.
What he's talking about is galvanized pipe. Anybody who had that in their homes. I remember growing up, my father decided that we weren't getting enough water pressure, so he had somebody come in and look at the pipes, took the pipes apart, and they were loaded with rust. So every time you really turned the water on, you were drinking rust.
Right.
That's But I grew up
delicious.
On it. That's why I'm so healthy.
Great, the best bagels.
All right, number nine on the list is our religion. See, I think this belongs a little further up, frankly. I don't put the list together. Michael Harrison and his crew do. But my focus is on China, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran. The Chinese are at the bottom of pretty much every problem that we have domestically and internationally, not only us but around the world. They're at the foot of it, and if they aren't, the Russians are. The Iranians are along for the ride. But there was a discussion that hasn't had too much attention this week about the Iranians because we're so just wrapped up in trying to discredit Trump and all the air that takes out of the room. Meanwhile, the Iranians may have plotted to blow up the city of Washington, right? Isn't that sort of what's floating around
here?
Well,
that was a threat. They said it wasn't credible, but they hacked into traffic control.
Who said it wasn't credible?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So someone hacked into air traffic control in New York on the Monday before the Wednesday Capitol attack, and they communicated a warning saying that the death of General Soleimani would be avenged, and they would fly a plane into the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. And so this is... Even though our intelligence sources said it's not credible, number one, it's scary as heck that they can hack into our air traffic control system, yep. Because that, to me, could even be more dangerous than flying a literal plane into the United States Capitol, number one. Number two, in terms of what the loss of life could be if that were indeed something that they could do and do successfully. Number two, even if it wasn't a credible attempt, you would, and maybe, I don't know, maybe Rich or Kimmy, both of them are from Washington, D.C., and they're running things behind the scenes today. But when security, like, when something like that, even when it's not credible, happens, you would think that security would be on point for whatever was going on, not to mention some of the rumblings that the FBI heard in advance of the Capitol. So it's a head scratcher as to why it looked like a lot of people just sort of moseyed into the Capitol that day.
Rich, are you close to a microphone? If you are, let's talk about this for a second. The reality of what it feels like to be the originating network for these programs that I do at Radio America are located in, excuse me, in Washington,
D.C.
Right. I'm choking on that. So what does it feel like to be there this week?
You know what? Since we are in the suburbs, like right now here in the studio, we're 4 miles away from Washington, D.C. And you kind of separate yourself from the craziness that goes on down there. We used to joke when our studios were 2 blocks from the White House after 9/11. And then we moved out here 4 miles away out in Arlington. I can see the White House from the roof of this building. But there's like this buffer. So it's really not that bad. Nobody is going downtown anymore because of COVID, because of all the craziness this past. It's a ghost town. I remember the freakiest experience I've ever had in my life is walking through D.C. and around the White House, or as close as you could get, on 9/11. It was empty.
I guess my question is, what does the security level feel like, though? Because wouldn't you think, knowing what was known about what could have happened on Wednesday, that security would have been a whole lot different? I mean, that's what I think smells really weird about some of the decisions. Capitol Police turned down help from Washington, D.C. It turned down help from the National Guard. And then there was a suicide over the weekend. Now, that could be survivor's guilt. We don't know what was going through that man's head who actually killed himself, like, last Saturday. But they're just seems to be, I don't know, it's sort of to me like the Las Vegas shooting where it just never felt right, the story that we were being given. I still feel like it doesn't feel right. That's just my own opinion, my own feeling. I have nothing to base that on, just my inner thoughts.
Well, there's a situation brewing here that's not good, whether it's this next week for the inauguration or going forward. There needs to be a break in this logjam. And one of the things is to not pay much attention. You know, the news media wants to still put some kind of a target on Trump's back. He's not going to be the president anymore. Move on. Let's get away from that and focus on other things that will be much more productive when it comes to moving our country forward. In a manner of speaking, the next item for consideration is the mental health of our country, which I think does need a lot of scrutiny for lots of different reasons. We'll get to that right after these words on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJV Show.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
All right, moving back into our fold here, going over the charts from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Jay, you can jump in anytime. Matter of fact, some of the Jay Kushner is in charge now of our social media, Twitter and Instagram, at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. How much, in general, in the world of social media, never mind just ours, are these things coming into the fold? Is there a lot of discussion about some of these things, or is it all about what's going on with the inauguration, or is it all about Trump? Do you find a swing and a sway here?
I mean, definitely a lot of the conversation is weighing more towards political with COVID following up next, but all of the conversations are happening for sure. What's going on with the economy, what's going on in entertainment and pop culture, like Dustin Diamond, he has stage 4 cancer.
What did
Urban
he
Meyer.
Star in? I saw something. Well, who was
Saved by the Bell? Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, who was a former head football coach for the Ohio State University, is now the head football coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who was just named. And somebody went into Wikipedia and updated his like about section to include kind of like foreseeing the future that he's going to draft Trevor Lawrence. The Jags are going to go on 16-0 and win Super Bowl 56, which is a Super Bowl that will be happening next year against the Washington football team. I mean, it's since been updated and all that information has been removed, but social media has been having a field day with that.
A lot of people want some distractions, and that's good for mental health, which happens to be number 8 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Our own, the mental health of the nation individually. And I think part of that focus has come about, I don't know whether you want to thank Trump for it, but his mental state is something in question. At least it has been for me pretty much for the entire time he's been as the president. We're all the people who are ripping him apart and trying to villainize him and make him out to be something, some kind of a monster. I just have always said and thought and think it even more today that he has very disturbed mental problems and that nobody wants to seem, including him, seem to want to deal with them. What it does is...
I don't think that's true. I think he's a narcissist.
Well, I know you don't.
I think that's as far as
he is a narcissist.
Goes, but,
I think he's a bipolar.
He's been attacked for 4 years, ongoing. And I don't think
but he brings it on some of it
well
himself, Jennifer.
No, I mean, some of it maybe he steps on his own headlines, but he never got the peaceful transition of power that people were...
He steps on things besides
spy that. On all kinds of stuff, called crazy, all sorts of names.
He's created an aura around him that carried him from his personal life and into the public sector. You know, we all enjoyed watching him fire people when he was the star of that show.
The funny thing is, he never liked doing that. And from what I hear, he still doesn't like doing that.
What, firing people?
There are a lot of misreading, I know, of what he has had around him. But he's had a lot of people who have turned on him, who have sold their stories, who have spied on him.
But why does that happen? If you hire, I know, I've run my own business forever.
Why does that happen? Because he wasn't supposed to win. Why does that happen? Because he's an outsider and because he's disrupted the swamp. If he's done anything, he ruined the plan of the Mitch McConnells and the Chuck Schumers of the world, who were perfectly happy before Trump came along, playing the whole country.
Well, there may be something to that. Number seven this week, focusing on the Constitution, our history, and how it plays into the inauguration. We get nostalgic about the past. We get close to inaugurations, I think, each time every 4 years. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV review of the hot hits and new talk radio from this week, ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show that I do with Michael Harrison, that also appears on all of these stations pretty much either through the end of the week or over the weekend. And so we are working on the list. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, though, because I want to get Jennifer's input on the inauguration, the lockdown we were just talking about, who's been arrested, who's worried about what. There are right-wingers who are crazy. There are left-wingers who are crazy. And they're creating this mayhem that, you know, one wonders how anybody really thinks this is good for us. Or is it just that we're so, Trump was a narcissist. Everybody's thinking about themselves. This is what
I would say it's not just Trump. Anybody who runs for presidency is pretty much because they think they can solve the problems of the free world. But there's a survey that came out this week, I think, and it was reported in Axios, and I'm going to say close to, if not maybe a little more than 70% of Americans, not on political party, but Americans think that the country is in a downward spiral, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think when we talk about the mental illness, the impact of a COVID-19 shutdown. Will we talk about the hatred that's happening in political parties and political divisions across the country? People are feeling it, and I think they're feeling like the country is just not going in the right direction. I think as Americans, we have always been blessed to have a bit of optimism about things getting better and about improving our situations, and I feel like that optimism is dying, and it's dying really quickly. Yeah. And I don't think it's being helped along by all of this division in the news media and on social media. It just, I can't tell you how many, I mean, every day I'm getting so many more attacks on social media than I ever have in my whole life. And it, why? You know, I'm just saying my opinion. They're saying theirs.
Right.
Right. I mean, why? I don't, you know, I don't go after an attack.
The cancel culture, it's called, among other things. So the impeachment of the president second time around, we're going to use this kind of like a kickstand to a bicycle. Now everybody is already in the Republican Party, are going to try to impeach Biden before he even gets into office. I mean, this is lunacy. And it is creating, as you just suggested, to the downfall of the country, which is exactly what the Chinese want.
Right. We're playing right into their hands. Snap impeachments have been normalized. So now you have Republicans making a dumb move. This one woman going to try to file articles of impeachment on Biden the first day just to make a point.
He's not even there yet.
Right. That's the same argument that Republicans made. Why are you trying to impeach Trump? There's no real constitutional reason to do this. And so now we've normalized the snap impeachment. And so now when we don't like somebody, we're going to just impeach him. And what used to be the most powerful tool to be used in the Constitution to take out people is now just, it's been, there's a B word, you know what I'm talking about, but it's been advised because there's no, you know, there's just no, there's no sense. There's no set of...
Is the word bastardized? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. No, okay. I just didn't want to be rude.
Right.
To all the
are you kidding?
Out there.
Have you listened to some of the other talk radio programs on the air around the country? That's hardly rude. I used to be upset when people would say, I'm pissed off. I didn't think that should ever be on the air, but it's everywhere. People say, oh, yeah, that was a, you could never say. When I was a younger person in talk radio in the 70s and 80s,
I
couldn't
say
stuff like that. I don't like it, actually. But
I started in satellite where I could say anything, so I have to really make sure I don't say things.
Right.
Because terrestrial is very different rules.
Yeah, right. All right, so number six on the countdown this week, story of race relations. I saw something I really want to spend some more time. There's a pastor in Houston, Texas, who got arrested for bilking millions and millions of dollars out of his church. And people who are black are saying, oh, you only went after him because he's black. Why don't you go after Joel Osteen, who probably is guilty of the same things? He's probably right.
All those preacher people.
Oh, yeah. Just,
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Incredible story of how they rip off millions and millions
from their
supporters.
Have a case against Joel Osteen, then, I mean, it's really hard to say, why don't you go after him? You
28
know?
Past the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have a constituency that wants us to continually look at what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Thus, at the end of the week, the DJVers Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug are here at your service to go through the official list that comes from Talkers Magazine. The economy is number 5. How do you feel, Victoria, about your economic reality? Are you better off today? That was the old question Reagan asked when, and people answered no when he was running against Jimmy Carter. Are we better off today than we were last year at this time? That's almost laughable.
Jeez, I know, right? To think of the suffering and how many of my friends have been through so much just struggle in the last, 8 and 10 months. It's
and
horrible.
Do they realize when there's a government program, as we have had and we are going to continue to have to sort of help us through all of this, that the money at the end of the day comes from someplace where nobody really seems to know where it's coming from. There have been those who've just said, oh, well, they're printing money in Washington. Well, but they should.
Right, but you know what though? But when you're thinking about like, can I pay rent? Can I buy food? Can I, you know?
What would happen if
can I get my business back?
If most countries don't have the kind of benevolent government that we do.
Oh, actually, that's not true during the pandemic. Have you read what European countries have done for businesses? They've actually paid. They've essentially completely supported businesses, and they've paid people to stay home and not work. And because, you know, with the pandemic, they didn't want people going out. So in Europe, they've been subsidized.
Where does the money come from, though? Where does it come from?
I don't know. Whatever their, I have no idea. Wherever their government spending is, I don't know. But I just know that the other countries have treated their citizens a lot better than we've been arguing over $600, one check for $600, and other countries in Europe have actually helped people survive and pay rent and keep their houses and their mortgages. And I think we're a disaster. It's despicable.
Well, I think there's a lot more. I think it's a lot deeper than that, and there's a social aspect to it, the economic aspect to it. There's a toll that's being taken, and you have to wonder, you know, when it boils right down to the bottom line, I think that one of the real serious problems that nobody's dealing with on this is surface, subsurface, as deep as you can go. There are too many people on the planet, too many people in America, too many people in any area of the world, and they can't be managed. And that's one of the real problems, helping out all these people that come, some people that have no skills, they have no job, they have no way of making a living, the mental health problems that exist, the physical problems. We're just creating problems on top of problems on top of problems that we keep kicking the can of whatever the problem is down the road instead of dealing with it as we ought to. In your own personal life, you can't create a situation economically that we've created in our country. You can't. And so what the toll, and the Chinese know this, when they released that virus in Wuhan, they knew what the implications were going to be, and they know now, they can see it. We're crumbling at the feet of our own sort of destruction. We're destroying ourselves by all of this infighting. I think it was Karl Marx who said that we will be destroyed from within, not from outside. But that doesn't mean we're going to get a little help inside from the Russians and the Chinese and whoever else wants to eat away at our core. So it's really I don't know. I find it very distressing looking at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four on the countdown this week, I think you could argue that this might be a little more important than number four, but I'll leave it there because that's where the talkers list. You can find this list, by the way, every week posted at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, in talkers.com, the stories and the people. So let's talk about COVID and the implications. You were talking about what's going on overseas. I thought it was interesting, Victoria. The people who have been infected by COVID may have immunity to the virus for 5 months, according to what the British have found out anyway.
Yeah.
It's
a moving number. We've seen so many different studies. You know, there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago. I believe it was originated here in the U.S., and they said that you might get 8 months of immunity. This new study from the U.K. says it's 5 months. I think it just, you know, it depends. But the problem, though, is that people who had the virus early on, February, March, April, May, their immunity is pretty much up if you go by these studies, and a lot of those people are refusing to get the vaccine because they think that they're still immune. So that's kind of the problem, and you can get reinfected. That's no one has disputed that yet. So I think it's a mess. We've had so many different things being thrown at us. It's hard to know what to believe.
So what do we believe? Where do we go with our beliefs? Everything's being shaken to the core, as I suggested a few minutes ago. COVID has done a number on us, and nobody really can explain to me, by the way, how it is. This has been my drum roll from the very beginning, why it is that something that has, I don't mean to diminish it, but the significance of this in terms of other problems like SARS, that came about came and went. Many more people died of that than are dying of this. And the economy wasn't disrupted the way this particular circumstance has presented itself.
Wait, more people died here of SARS? Because I don't think that's accurate.
I think that there are more people around the world. I'm not just talking about, we get so introspective. I'm talking about the global situation that has presented itself with COVID, because it is a global problem, and SARS and any other thing that's, I'm very much opposed to the way that we have handled this economically. Closing everything down to the detriment of a lot of people who have worked their lives, and it was out of their control. Worked their lives to build a business, and it's destroyed. And so who is controlling? You know, that's the question again. Who controls the message? Who controls the fix? Who's in charge here? Are you in charge of your own life? Not anymore. You aren't in charge of your life. You have to do what the herd mentality. Now, I'm not disagreeing. I think wearing a mask and having the distancing is the way to fix this problem. But can you do that and still sort of run things in a fairly normal way? I'd like to think that was the case. And I think that the experience of the past bears that out. But there are a lot of selfish people also, and that's what we'd have thrown in our face. Well, look at all these people who don't do that. They're spoiling it for everybody else.
Yeah, and those people keep shutting down again.
Yeah, well, but how do you fix that? How do you not destroy? These people think that it's all about them. You talk about Trump being a narcissist. I think the world, certainly of America, is loaded with narcissists. It's all about me, me, me. We have the me generation, even. The generation that's behind me, your generation, has been referred to as the me generation.
Yeah.
And so, what does that forestall? The generation after you, the Gen Xers, is that what they are?
That Gen X is ahead of me. Before the label of millennial came along, I was just a Gen Yer. So,
okay.
I don't know. Now everybody's all encompassed into millennial. It sort of stretches from, I don't know, 18 up to 39 or something. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, the Gen Z, which are the younger kids now, you know, that's, who knows what
and
that generation will
be. The horse is out of the barn. The social media impact, the devices that people are so, it's like we're becoming zombies. We pay attention to nothing but that device that's in our hand. Take it with you everywhere if you don't have one. I went to an appointment with a doctor yesterday, and I didn't have my iPhone with me, and he wouldn't let me in because I couldn't dial him or send him a text on my iPhone that I was there. So I choose not to bring my iPhone, so now I'm going to be penalized because I don't have it with me?
Well, you have to call ahead before the... Yeah, that's kind of how a lot of doctor's offices are working right now.
You know what? That's not the way my life works. I don't carry the iPhone with me every place I go.
I don't have it as an appendage.
Yeah, that's not the point. The point is that we've become so dependent on those screens and the phones that we can't do anything on our own. And remember earlier, this week...
Well, you're the exception on that one.
I don't think...
Everybody else has a phone on them.
That doesn't mean it's right at all. It doesn't mean... Because I'm the exception. It doesn't mean I'm right. Anyway, I was thinking about something...
You're like the guy who insists on, I'm just going to keep riding my bicycle. I'm not going to give in to this newfangled automobile thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, the bicycle works, sure, but, you know, everyone else is in a car.
I have a car with 500 horsepower engine in it, so I've left the bike behind. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. The inauguration and its impact, that's the next thing in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you, Jay Kirshner, is monitoring our social, and if you care to express yourself on any of these things. People list now, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com every week for the list of the big news items that are being discussed on what they call News Talk Radio, talking about the news and the people in the news. Rick Snyder is at number 10, Xi Jinping number 9, the Bobbsey twins from social media, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Rudy Giuliani, he's complaining because Trump says you're not going to pay him, number 7, Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, and Mo Brooks at number 6. Mike Pence is in the 5th position. Joe Biden is 4th. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Ms. Pelosi at number two, and the current president of the United States will be the last time we can say that on the countdown, because next week there will be a new president. Donald Trump is number one. It'll be interesting to see how important he stays as we cast a new anchor, if you will, with the new administration. Coming up, that's next week. That'll be one of the highlights, I'm sure, of the charts. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories this week. Pretty unique information from the charts that you can find at Talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. All the talk stuff. Number 10 on the list is a focus on water, what's happened in Flint. Number 9, our relationship with China, Russia, Iran. Number 8, mental health issues. First time I've seen this on the countdown, for a long time, maybe never. Before focusing on what kind of shape our heads are in. The Constitution is number 7. Race relations, number 6. Black Lives Matter. Somebody started an issue this week. Blue Lives Matter. Race relations, yep, that's number 6. The economy is number 5. COVID is 4. The First Amendment is 3. The aftermath of the attack on the Capitol is number 2. And the impeachment is number 1. That's the way they have circled the wagons, if you will, at Talkers Magazine. All right, so let's get at it here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The situation with the Joe Biden inauguration, very interesting that the news media has been told not to display, or anybody coming from any form of media, not to display their badges during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Not to, and that is because of their own safety? Is that, what's
the
reason?
Their own safety, because a lot of news media members were targeted during the Capitol riots, and they were attacked. So, mm-hmm. And a lot of people beaten, like, some of the images are horrific. I mean, just beaten badly, and just because they had a news lanyard. So, yeah, I think that's probably a wise thing.
All right, one of the things that's ancillary to this is how Airbnb has canceled all of their Metro Washington reservations. The impact of the impeachment and what happened with the Capitol attack last time. I thought that was a fairly interesting and insightful thing to do. And maybe a lot of people, I'm guessing a lot of people around the country haven't heard that story.
Perhaps. I think it's the smart thing to do liability-wise. I mean, can you imagine if somebody who travels to an Airbnb, you get to check in without even meeting the host. It's a, you know, usually it's that contactless check-in, and which I love because, you know, I don't like the people. So that's a good part of it. But can you imagine someone, let's say, just checks into an Airbnb, has tons of weapons, something bad happens, and then the Airbnb would be liable for that. So I think it's a smart business move to just cancel everything.
All right. The other thing that has to do with the inauguration, and there's a connection between the inauguration and the Capitol attack after the certification of Biden becoming president, the FBI terrorist watch list, and who is watching that, the fact that so many of these people were in Washington for the events on January 6th, and the FBI was asleep at the switch completely.
Yeah.
Out to lunch.
I know, and we found out last week, and we talked about this in the DJV show, that there was an FBI warning. A report went out the day before, and for whatever reason, it was just largely ignored. I think it originated out of Northern Virginia, and I don't know why, but it was just ignored. So I just hope that everything is safe and everyone is safe and for the inauguration and that nothing happens. I've seen so much stuff on coming from dark web, and now that, you know, everyone got pushed off of Twitter, it scares me that people are getting pushed further and further underground, and we're not going to be aware of it.
Again, management issues with people. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
Call 800-213-3613. That's 800-213-3613. Again, 800-213-3613. That's 800-213-3613.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do Tech Talk from this past week. Top five items on the list of considerations. A lot of things, a lot of people are paying attention to CES. Let's find out what Victoria has done through her research to find the top five stories, starting with a new wireless charger. It's being sold by Apple, and if you have it, well, listen to what Victoria tells you to do with it.
Yeah, be careful if you have a Belkin portable wireless charger and stand, the special edition. It was sold in Apple retail stores and online on Apple and Belkin sites, but apparently they can catch fire and they can even shock the user. So no injuries or incidents have been reported yet, but they have apparently found through their own testing that these chargers that were sold between July of 2020 and October of 2020 are being voluntarily recalled. So the stand has a 10,000 amp power capacity. It can charge at high speeds. It's got a lot of power to it, and apparently it leaves it vulnerable to overheating and catching fire, and then, of course, giving someone an electric shock if they mishandle it. So if you own one of these Belkins, you can go to the Belkin support site and figure out how you can get a refund and send the product back. So just be very careful. This is the reason, actually, why Apple was so slow to list wireless chargers in their store, because the risk of overheating and shocking the user is really pretty high with a lot of these. So they finally went forward with the Belkin, and then here we are now recalling it. So that's why they're not that easy to find.
All right, number four, the cancellation of Airbnb spaces.
Yeah, Airbnb and their subsidiary Hotel Tonight, which is a last-minute hotel booking site. It's actually very convenient. If you're traveling into a city and you don't want to book in advance, it's actually a really helpful tool. So all of those bookings in the D.C. metro area have been canceled. If you are an Airbnb host, they are not losing money. They're actually going to be reimbursed by Airbnb. But because they have no security in these Airbnb sites, they have no there are no security cameras. It's just too difficult for them to monitor the situation and to monitor who's going in and out of these units. So they've just decided, for safety for everybody's sake, they're just canceling all the reservations.
Number three, a rival for WhatsApp.
If you had asked me a week ago what Signal was, I would have told you a million things, like car Signal. Like, I could have told you a million things, but I never would have known. Yeah, never would have known that it was an actual app. But now everybody seems to know about Signal. They have had a 4,200% increase in downloads this week because they are they were a very, very small rival to WhatsApp. Now they're a big baller. And WhatsApp, of course, at last Wednesday, as literally as people were breaking into the Capitol and no one was talking about anything else, WhatsApp decided to send a notification to their users that, oh, by the way, if you don't sign on and agree to giving away all of your personal data to Facebook, which is the owner of WhatsApp as of a couple years ago, then you will lose access to the app. Well, this obviously did not sit well with people, and once things calmed down with the Capitol riots and people started paying attention to their emails again, everyone decided to get rid of WhatsApp, and they have downloaded Signal. Elon Musk and Edward Snowden, two very polarizing figures, they both endorsed Signal, and so right at that moment, actually last week, there was an 11,700% increase in Signal downloads.
Number two, at-home testing for COVID.
This has been something that a lot of people have been waiting for since basically the pandemic began. So it's almost 1 year now since these the cases of COVID. And if you go onto Amazon, you can buy a Dexterity Diagnostics at-home COVID saliva test. It's $110 for a single test, or you can buy a bundle of 10 for $1,000. And these are the most accurate saliva tests. It takes about 2 days to get your test results sent back to you.
Number one.
Well, the big story this week, all the big tech has pulled their funding from political figures. We'll see where this goes. It's a developing story.
No, we have a mistake here. We still have a minute. So what do we have? Let's give people a little more information.
Sure.
On the
So the Facebook, Microsoft, AT&T, and Google all announced this week after the Capitol riots that they are freezing all of their political funding, and they're going to reassess. What this really means is they right now know they're under scrutiny, and they don't really want to have the public be digging into who they give their money to. That's what this really means. This isn't about, oh, the moral high ground, and we're just going to, you know, we don't want to support anyone who was against the election or was for the rioting. What this really means is they give to the left, the right, the center, they give to everybody, and they don't want anyone to really put a spotlight on whose pockets they're lining. And I think it's a cynical take on it, but that to me is just the truth. So they have put out this statement that it's about, you know, the election. It's not. This is just about covering their own butts, basically.
All right. So there you go. The top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming and vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ahead of his inauguration Wednesday, Joe Biden's calling on Americans to redouble their efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Even as he announces his plan to increase COVID testing and vaccinations, the president-elect is asking Americans to recommit to practicing social distancing, avoiding indoor gatherings, and wearing masks.
I'm going to ask you to mask up for the next 100 days. This is not a political issue.
Biden describes mask wearing during a pandemic as a patriotic act and says doing so could save 50,000 lives between now and April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat tomorrow, 2 days before she and Biden are inaugurated, clearing the way for Governor Gavin Newsom to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary of State, to serve the final 2 years of Harris's term. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife made their final official appearance together with a visit to Fort Drum, New York, where they thanked the 10th Mountain Division and their families for their service. The Pences also thanked the sailors at Naval Air Station Lemoore in California on Saturday. Chain-link fencing surrounds state capitals, and police and National Guard troops are on patrol or standby in advance of possible violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration.
With the FBI warning of potential violence at all state capitals Sunday, the ornate halls of government and symbols of democracy looked more like heavily guarded U.S. embassies in war-torn countries. Signs of ramped-up security were in abundance from Atlanta to Sacramento throughout the week. SWAT officers stood guard at the Georgia State Capitol. A bomb-sniffing dog surveyed the Capitol in Jackson, Mississippi. State troopers stood atop the Ohio State House. Governors have declared states of emergency, closed capitals to the public, and called up troops ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More news and more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested at a Moscow airport as he tried to return to the country from Germany.
Navalny's return comes after spending 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. According to Russia's prison service, Putin's foe was detained for violating parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. The prison service said he would be held in custody until a court rules on his case. The service earlier said that it would seek to have Navalny serve his 3.5-year sentence behind bars. Navalny brushed off concerns about the arrest as he boarded the plane in Berlin, saying he was an innocent man. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea's rubber-stamped parliament's passed decisions made by a major ruling party meeting where leader Kim Jong-un vowed to bolster his nuclear deterrent and establish plans to salvage a dismal economy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It would be one of the largest copper mines in the United States.
The U.S. Forest Service is set to release an environmental impact statement that would pave the way for the mine. Environmentalists accuse the service of trying to push it through before President Trump leaves office. Resolution Copper plans to mine land east of Phoenix that some Apaches consider sacred and have been working for years to protect. A federal judge denied their request to halt the publication of the environmental review. Once it's out, the Forest Service has 60 days to transfer land known as Oak Flat in Arizona to international mining company Rio Tinto. John Scott reporting.
New research suggesting some beetles are adept at hiding their food from competitors, and beetles called the burying beetle because it digs a hole to bury dead birds and mice and then covers up the remains in goop that slows down decay. Now scientists think the goo also hides the scent of the carcass. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
30. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week to go over the charts for all the people that listen to the DJV program, people that listen to the Countdown on the weekend. Millions of people are, and they're waiting. Wasn't it, what was the name of that brokerage house? E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. So when Michael Harrison speaks, yeah, everybody listens. So we have the stories, the top 10, and the people list as well. We have been very, I think the word I'm using is galvanized, by putting things together, because almost everything plays into something else, doesn't it? If you know,
yes, it all coagulates.
Yeah,
it congeals.
Yeah,
it's cohesive.
Yes,
it's gelatin.
Yes, right. Putty in our hands,
if you will. It oozes through the cracks. It's the cork that holds our bricks together.
Right.
Nonetheless,
coming to the top of the bottle.
Yeah, yeah, but it certainly has not been a slow news year.
No. In conversation, not news.
It's been a heck, been a heck of a year. This 2021's been a heck of a year. I mean, you got to say. But you know what I think, though? I'm starting to worry.
Are we at the end of the year already? We're doing the end of the year show for 2021?
We have enough stuff already in the first 2 weeks of this year to constitute certainly 12 months' worth of news during what we used to call normal times. We probably will never see that again in our lifetimes, but that's another story.
It's called the new normal, Michael.
I don't like that term.
Normal, I know.
The new normal.
What does that mean?
It's
nonsense.
I mean, there are a lot of terms. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I'm kind of into words, as you know. And boy, do we have so many new words. Here's a new word. I mean, the word's been around forever, but it suddenly pops up now many times per day. The word is foment.
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 Yes. Like what happens when you put bleach together with baking soda. It creates foam, and this big thing blows up. And
So let's talk about the fomentation of the week per the airwaves of talk radio stations just like the one that we're being carried on into our listeners' ear. At number 10, we have climate change, and that's tied with the Flint water scandal back in the news. At number 9, foreign affairs, and that includes stuff with China, Russia, and, of course, Iran, North Korea, and the whole, you know, all of our friends. At number 8, education tied with mental health. At number 7, here, this is new, U.S. history tied with constitutional law. Number 7, most talked about subjects on talk radio.
Where's our pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman? We'll have to get him on later in the countdown to talk about that.
What have you noticed? I mean, you know, according to the Constitution, according to the Constitution, according to U.S. history.
They don't know
Andrew
what they're
Johnson,
talking about,
You know, at number 8, race relations. Race relations is one of the major cornerstones of this entire issue that we're living through. It's all tied together, as you pointed before. Race relations, number 6. Number 5, the economy, obviously. Number 4, COVID-19. Number 3, censorship in media and discussion about the First Amendment. Number 2, the Capitol attack aftermath and inauguration prep. And number 1, impeachment. The 10 most talked about people on the list, we have Rick Snyder, former governor of Michigan, number 10, Xi Jinping, the current governor of China, president, dictator, man for life, number 9. Number 8, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg of Digital Power. Rudy Giuliani at 7. Number
Trump
6
says, I'm not paying you. I know this kick out of that.
Well, that's so typical. You know,
he didn't do the job. I've got impeached. It's his fault. No money for you, Rudy. Sue me.
Right. Step into the line.
I wish I could do a Trump imitation. These comics that, you know, go into, sue me. I can't do it. I sound like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I wonder why that. Number 6, we have Mo Brooks, Paul Gosar, and Andy Biggs. Names that come and go. Mike Pence at number 5. Joe Biden at number 4. Mitch McConnell at 3. Nancy Pelosi at 2. And the man of the year, Donald Trump, at number 1.
For you.
And that's it. There you go.
You know, there are a lot of people who think that once Trump goes, that'll be the end of all of this. And, you know, then there are the people that are wondering the whole focus on Trump and why it has been the way, you know, what motivated a lot of the people in the news media before Trump even got started to attack him the first day he was in office. Did he bring it on himself, or was it just
Certainly not. He didn't bring it on himself by having Sean Spicer come out and say it was the largest inauguration attendance of all time. And then yelling at them. Don't you remember? And remember the look on Spicer's face? How dare you stupid reporters question me?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to be on Dancing in the Stars with the Stars in 2 years.
I'm going to have my own TV show.
Right. I'll be on Newsmax.
All right. So speaking of that, and as we get into all of these volatile issues, last week on this program, you and I were talking about the hosts for some companies being told that they cannot talk about election fraud anymore because it wasn't true and they were forbidden to talk about it, you know, saying that the election was rigged, it was fraudulent, yada, yada, yada. And so the folks that work for this company or other companies that have done the same thing have apparently not abided by those rules. So what do you think?
I think that the company's on record as having said it, and now they have the opportunity, if they need to one, say that they did put out a memo, two, that they are on record as being against it, and three, they thus have justification if they choose to fire these people. Doesn't mean they will.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's hard to walk. No, I mean, at one company, there are $35, $40 million worth of revenues that come from the talk radio program. So are you going to kiss off that kind of revenue?
Yeah. But well, I'm not so naive as to believe that these types of edicts are coming from some place of morality. I think they're coming from a place of trying to just keep a business afloat in a very on very choppy waters with a lot of contentious polarization. And it's a very difficult time to navigate a company in the media through this. It's a very difficult time because no matter what you say, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, and you're going to anger a large segment of the population.
That's for sure, one way or another. But you're also going to solidify your base, sort of, if that's what your intention
is. That's a delicate dance. That's a very delicate dance.
In a moment, as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the plan to defeat the virus and fix the economy. The new president says he can do that. Kenny, and what will we have to say about it? It's 14 after the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You know, this week has also been, when we're looking at all of these stories, the economy is number 5. And one of the things that drives the economy is technology. And one of the things every year that drives technology is the Consumer Electronics Show. And this year, a lot of people have not been able to pay attention to it because we've been focused on the other things, the COVID, the media, the impeachment. But what has not gone noticed by many is that 94% of all of the objects that are in focus at the CES this year, Michael, are made in China. 94% of everything on display.
Yep. Yeah, China's doing very well. As a matter of fact, their trade balances indicate that if we in fact had a trade war with China, they won the war. They're doing very well economically.
Well, they started this whole COVID thing. So what are we doing about it? Are we just running away from them? Are we ignoring them? What is the focus? You know, you wonder sometimes listening to some of these talk radio programs that we talk about that are so focused on Trump as the bad guy or Trump as the good guy. Who's focusing on China other than people like the Epoch Times?
I think there's a lot of focus on China. I think that it's wrong to think that the United States government and our economy in terms of the economic part of the government, our intelligence in terms of surveillance, in terms of security. Now, I think we're quite aware of the situation with China, but it has to be handled delicately because we're involved with them in relationships that are on many levels. And we can cut off our nose to spite our face if we just go about it haphazardly. But the danger of China, that's the big issue going forward. And I think it's gotten a lot of conversation. As evidenced by the fact that week after week it's on our chart. I got to point out something else. You know, what goes on talk radio, as important as it is and as much of a bellwether of American public opinion that it is, it's not the total focus of reality. Just because something is not talked about on this chart or may not even be on the radar of talk show hosts doesn't mean it's not happening somewhere within the government and somewhere within the real world. So, China and the U.S. and their relationship is the main foreign relations, foreign affairs story of our time.
So, speaking of stories, have you noticed that Joe Biden, as he prepares to take office, is doing things differently, taking a different strategy? Most people thought it would be Obama Part 2, but it doesn't seem to be going that way, does it?
No, it's not going that way, and people should wake up to the fact that Biden is a pragmatic politician who reads the tea leaves and follows the trends. And I do believe, and I'm not the only one, and a number of conservatives believe that he will run a centrist government.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think very much so. Very much in the middle, down the middle, and that helps bring people together, we can hope. 21 after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, here we are back. Well, we aren't quite back yet, but we're getting there.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right. So here we are. Working our way through the story, working our way back to you, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, 1967, I think, right? I got to be pretty close to that.
I think it was 67. Yeah, it was when the Four Seasons were no longer the original Four Seasons. It was Frankie Valli and a bunch of new guys.
New guys.
I was there.
I know, it's very upsetting.
I used to root for the Four Seasons to have another number one hit when I was a kid.
As a disc jockey, you never played their music. I did. You played the avant-garde stuff.
For the most part, I was on the avant-garde side, but I went through periods where I did a little bit of that. But no, I was the biggest fan the Four Seasons had as a young person, very young.
But you were from New York. Did you ever go to the bowling alley that they were named for down in Jersey?
No, I didn't. I didn't like them that much.
Field trip. Oh, you didn't like them that much? Okay. All right. But, anyway, that story would waste about 3 minutes of our time.
To start singing Walk Like a Man? Okay.
You can do that, yeah.
Good enough. Let's go. Yeah. Let's get back to
Sherry.
The
Sherry.
No.
Sherry, baby. Joe Biden will not be able to drive a car after next week.
They're taking the keys away from him. That's a terrible thing to say.
Remember, there was a whole thing when Clinton used to sneak out of the White House in a Mustang. And I don't know what he had some kind of a disguise that he'd wear, and he wanted to go drive, and he'd take his old Mustang and drive around. And so Biden apparently likes to drive, and the rules don't allow the president to drive. That's just it. You can't drive. That's the end of the story. So, what do you do with that frustration if you really, and Biden is from our era, so we are the ones who really grew up on driving as kids. It was part of our, American graffiti, all of that stuff. One wonders, it probably didn't bother Obama whatsoever. I don't think Trump did Trump ever drive? He was from New York. He probably never drove. Mm. But people who are from the suburbs and they like to drive. I don't know why I was thinking about that. It just came to my mind.
Now that you've pointed that out, I can't imagine why Biden would have run for president with that restriction placed over his life.
All right. Yeah. Why do you think Joe Biden ran?
I think Biden cares about doing something in his life that will leave him a legacy of being important. I think that he's always wanted to be president. Some of the ways along the way, for different reasons, he was once, an ambitious senator, and just like the rest. But I think at this point in Biden's life, I think he wants to do what's right. I think he wants to go out of this world a great man, and he certainly has an opportunity to do that.
I think he'll be quite a good president, actually. Whether that's me being, sometimes I look through the world, I look through the rose-colored glasses, or I'm a Pollyanna. But I actually do think that he may be good enough to bring in. After all, look at his experiences in the Senate. He was one of the people, one of the mainstays for decades of bringing both sides together. He and McCain almost single-handedly fixed a lot of the problems between the parties that they had before the two of them were there. They grew up in the Senate together. They played, wives, families, all of that stuff. And I'm betting that he can go back in there and find those relationships and fix a lot of stuff, regardless of whether there's 50-50 in there or not, regardless of the Senate's a whole lot different than the House is in terms of camaraderie. Don't you think? Really?
I think so. I think there's a big chance of that. The Senate is a different animal. It's 6 years as opposed to two. It's meant to be slow. It's meant to be stable. It just has a different role. The framers really did a pretty good job of putting together the checks and balances and the way the government is laid out. Success is its own end. The United States government, under the Constitution that we have, is the longest running republic in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we've done something right.
Yeah.
With these systems and this machine that we've created called, the United States government.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's another machine that we've created, the usage of social media and all of the the elements that play into that certainly is a different, the connection that we all have so quickly. We'll talk about that as we continue 28 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
Call 800-717-9853. That's 800-717-9853. Again, 800-717-9853. That's 800-717-9853.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
PJI and local affiliate attorneys have recently filed briefs in court in Santa Clara County, California. Now, a preliminary injunction is sought to stop discrimination against houses of worship. Pray for freedom to prevail. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
50 years.
Talk radio, stop.
top 10 stories, the top 10 people, not necessarily in any order, as some of my friends are happy to point out. So here we are, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at the ready for the charts. This week, it's the second full week of January, the 11th to the 15th. One of the things on the countdown, mental health issues. Number 8, watching the Capitol riot footage, according to many, is traumatizing. As a matter of fact, I had a shrink on earlier this week who was talking about how it traumatizes your system, looking at all of this, the angst, the anger, the craziness. What do you think, Michael?
I think that when I was watching last Wednesday, a week and a half ago, the insurrection, I actually felt hormones or chemicals in my body changing my readings. I could feel my blood pressure go up. I could feel chills. You know what I'm talking about? You can actually feel physical changes in your body, which really doesn't happen to me that often. I mean, I'm kind of used to following the news and seeing things that are pretty wild.
Have a visceral effect on you.
But I actually had a physical reaction watching it, and I noted it. In other words, I was saying, oh, my God. I can actually feel my heart pounding. I could feel, you know, the blood coursing through my veins. So, yeah, I that was traumatic.
Mm-hmm. The when you, you know, you think about all of the stuff we've churned through these 10 stories and the insulated stuff that goes with it, ancillary, excuse me. And I keep coming back around to the things going on in Washington and the things going on with our health and well-being, i.e. COVID, which is number 4. You know, Moderna has been requesting, trying to find more people to be volunteers. They're upping the game, if you will. They've changed the vaccine a little bit, and they have a new vaccine trial for the next version of the COVID vaccine from them. And they can't find young volunteers. They can't find people, you know, because they try to do it in all age ranges to understand and to report to the FDA what is it that's going to happen if you're 20 and you get the shot, if you're 40 you get the shot, if you're 80 and you get the shot. And so they have to prove all of that stuff, and they can't find people to take the test. One wonders why that is. Are people afraid? You know, a lot of the black community said, I'm not taking this shot, because they've been abused pretty much by the system over the history of their living in America. So where the heck does this go? We're touting this stuff, the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine that came to the surface this week. But you got to have enough people to test it, and they're not getting enough volunteers.
That's funny. I didn't know that. I hadn't followed that story. Maybe do they pay them, or are they just volunteers?
Well, sometimes they give them a stipend, you know, $300, $500. Sometimes, because when you think about it, maybe if you thought about it, if you don't know what's going to happen to you, and somebody says, I'll give you a couple of $100, we're going to stick this needle in your arm, and we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to volunteer for that myself.
I don't know. They're all types. I mean, we're talking about the same substance that people are cutting in line, to use a phrase, to get. I mean, I have people calling me. You know, hey, guess what? I've got the vaccination. Like, okay, great. Tell me about it. So, I mean, this is something most people are concerned about. How do they get the vaccination, not how do they avoid it? So you think there'd be people that would want to get it tested just to be able to get it.
But you see, we have this herd mentality in our country. I've thought that I needed to get the vaccine because I want to travel, and I don't want to be prohibited from traveling because I don't have a card that says you've had the vaccine. But I also have looked at a report from a trauma surgeon who has treated thousands of COVID patients, and she says that if you take this stuff, your lungs could be worse. And if you don't, you could be worse. I mean, there are some people that are doing research on this and looking at pictures of lungs of people who've had a serious bout with COVID, and their lungs look worse than smokers' lungs.
Well, COVID can be devastating to the lungs, but you didn't say that the vaccine could do that to you. You're saying that the COVID can
no,
do
but
that
people
to you.
Are confusing the information. There's so much stuff out there to absorb, and people are throwing their hands up because they would rather sit and watch an episode of Jeopardy than to figure out what's the best move for their health. Because it's, you know, and that goes back to what we were saying before. That's why all these things in the story list this week are so tied together. Mental health, I don't remember ever seeing that on the countdown list before in any form.
No, mental health has been it. We called it other things. The new thing on the survey this week is U.S. history and constitutional law. That came out of the blue, but we isolated it as a topic. Mental health has been big for a while in different terms.
So here's how
we called it psychology.
I don't see the list until we do the program, so I don't know what's on the list. You prepare it, get it ready for the program.
I sometimes don't see it until right before, too. The staff puts it together. I do not. Yeah. I mean, you give the impression that I'm the guy that sits here and puts this together. I do not. This is the result of a team effort, and a lot of up and back goes on before it even gets to me, and I have my own list, and then I superimpose it over it, and a lot of thought goes into this.
So this business, the history aspect of this, because I was political science, history, speech, English major when I was in college, I've always had a fascination with the history of our country, the personalities and stuff. So I'm looking at what we have going for us now. Thinking back in history, you know, people say, that's the worst time in the history of America. Well, it really isn't. If you go back to when Franklin Roosevelt became president in 19, he was elected in 32, became president in 33, and you look at what was going on, and compare the amount of money, you know, dollar for dollar, if you will, that is, changing what was, the money was spent in terms of value to what we are spending today. The New Deal makes what we've spent here already and what we're going to spend make us look like paupers. The New Deal completely changed the way everything worked in the economy in the United States because it was destroyed. Social Security came about as a result. I mean, look at the way the unions took over. Nobody had ever talked about minimum wage before the New Deal changes in the 30s before the Second World War. And then going into the Second World War and coming out of it, my God. Those, for any of you that think we're heading down, it's not a good path that we're on, but it certainly isn't the worst one we've ever been on.
Of people want people to believe that we're caught on the horns between communism and fascism, that Joe Biden is going to bring in a wave of communism to the United States, and that the Republicans are going to make us fascists like Hitler. The fact of the matter is that's the problem. This hyperbolic description of the worst ends of left and right, you know, left and right are normal. The American Democratic Party and the American Republican Party have long histories of playing a role in keeping a certain stasis of balance between the legitimate spectrum of American popular opinion and political thought. And we got to get back to thinking that way, as opposed to this nonsense that the communists are at the gates and we're about to be taken over by China and the commies. Or if we don't do that, we're going to be destroying the planet. We're going to go down the drain. Climate change is going to existential is another word that you hear a lot, and we're ruined. Then we got to stop thinking like this. And a little bit of knowledge about history will show we, as Doug is pointing out, folks, is that we've been here before and we've been here under worse conditions and we've survived.
Yep. Now, having said that, looking at some of the things that are ancillary to this discussion, the aftermath of the attack, number two, on the Capitol, and who is involved. I think this is a fascinating demonstration of how government doesn't work and how out of control some of these departments are. They're like on an island, the Secret Service, and they're palsy-walsy with Trump, some of them, and the Capitol Police, and they were being maneuvered by Maxine Waters and the mayor of Washington and all of this stuff. The terrorist watch list. Did you look at that? Did you see and the FBI did nothing about it. They knew who was on all these people that were in Washington on the terrorist list. Good God. Well, who's in charge here? Who's running these agencies and doing their job? It doesn't look like most of these people are doing their job, does it? What do you think?
Well, obviously, a lot of people weren't doing their job because what happened at the Capitol, one of the shocking things about it was that it wasn't resisted, that there was no prep for it. And they should have known better. So, now, as to whether or not it was an inside job, to one degree or another, is the real heavy-duty issue here, and that could be absolutely shocking. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, there's evidence to indicate that there were police in that mob.
Yeah.
There's evidence to indicate that some of the members of the mob might have had ties to people who are members of the United States Congress. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not accusing anybody of it. I'm just simply pointing out that
it's pretty obvious.
This is in the air. Yeah. You know? So it'll all come out. It'll all come out. It'll just come out over time.
Meanwhile, if you live in New York and you ride the buses, the number one story there today isn't anything to do with any of this stuff. A bus, it's like a movie. Did you see a picture of the bus dangling from the overpass? There was a crash. And so there were 50 people on this bus, and the driver, I guess, had some injuries. But if you see the picture, this is one of the things about, I guess, the social media or the impact of instant news.
Did Spider-Man show up and save them?
Captain America. Sure.
I mean, the dangling bus is like one of the major iconic bus. Yeah. Dangling
right.
bus.
Yeah.
Come
right.
on.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Don't move. Yeah. Don't move. Get move right. over to the left. I mean, I should make fun of that.
No. I mean, kind of like it's a scene from Speed. Remember
yeah,
when...
Yeah. Great film.
Yeah. All right. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories this week. Pretty unique information from the charts that you can find at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. All the talk stuff. Number 10 on the list is a focus on water, what's happened in Flint. Number 9, our relationship with China, Russia, Iran. Number 8, mental health issues. First time I've seen this on the countdown, for a long time, maybe never before, focusing on what kind of shape our heads are in. The Constitution is number 7. Race relations, number 6. Black Lives Matter. Somebody started an issue this week. Blue Lives Matter. Race relations. Yep, that's number 6. The economy is number 5. COVID is 4. The First Amendment is 3. The aftermath of the attack on the Capitol is number 2. And the impeachment is number 1. That's the way they have circled the wagons, if you will, at Talkers Magazine. We'll pause for a moment. Remember, you get this list at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 45 after the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Time for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
People list now, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Go to Talkers.com every week for the list of the big news items that are being discussed on what they call News Talk Radio, talking about the news and the people in the news. Rick Snyder is at number 10, Xi Jinping number 9, the Bobbsey twins from social media, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Rudy Giuliani, he's complaining because Trump says you're not going to pay him, number 7, Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, and Mo Brooks at number 6. Mike Pence is in the 5th position. Joe Biden is 4th. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Ms. Pelosi at number 2. And the current president of the United States will be the last time we can say that on the countdown, because next week there will be a new president. Donald Trump is number 1. It'll be interesting to see how important he stays as we cast a new anchor, if you will, with the new administration. Coming up, that's next week. That'll be one of the highlights, I'm sure, of the charts. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi, Michael. Quickly, what's on the podcast, the Michael Harrison interview this week, the MH interview?
One of the up-and-rising stars in talk radio, Eric Erickson of WSB in Georgia, and his own network show that he has across the state of Georgia. Georgia's a hot spot in politics, and he's a conservative who's not afraid to tell what is his truths to the Donald Trump crowd.
See, like,
and
it's
we talk
about the
that.
Old, like, Neil Bortz and that cut out of that Georgia cloth. Is it he coming from that?
I don't know. It's been a while since Neil Bortz. Let's just say he's part of the coming wave. He fills in for Rush.
Does he?
He's a cool guy. Yeah, MHinterview.com.
That's the story. MH stands for Michael Harrison, here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America in paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back in the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney. That's his big job. He's a prophet at Bentley University, but he also has a website, scamaside.com, which helps lots and lots of people. But I want to focus, because there's so much legality to the story list this week, Steve. Number one on the list is impeachment, the legality of that. It seems awfully foolish to some people who are so bent on keeping Trump out of the public eye, or at least away from politics, figure the impeachment would keep him from running. Can it really? What are the legal implications for an ex-president when it comes to this kind of an impeachment?
We have to remember, an impeachment is the equivalent of an indictment. It's not a conviction. So the impeachment certainly is a stain upon his reputation, particularly the fact of being the only president to be impeached twice. But it really has no legal teeth in it unless he is convicted. And even then, he doesn't automatically, if he is convicted by the Senate, lose the ability to run for the presidency again.
See, a lot of people think that's the case.
Yeah, it takes a second vote. However, quite frankly, if they do have enough votes to convict, it would be a similar, actually I think it's even a lesser number of senators would have to vote in order to keep him from running again. It'll be interesting to see what happens. To be quite candid, I think that he has done ample things for which he could be impeached and convicted. But the precise words he said at that rally before the rioters went to the Capitol, I don't think reaches the level of incitement to imminent violence that we have in the Supreme Court. We'll see what the evidence comes in.
All right. The aftermath of the Capitol attack and who gets prosecuted, how did some of these people get in there? I would think some of the police officers and folks whose job it was at the FBI to be on top of this ought to be prosecuted in some way, shape, or form, because it looks to me like they're up to their Mickey in this. What happens really here?
Well, the FBI appears to have done its role. Part of this thing is, and you can even go back to before 9/11, we have so many different agencies dealing with protecting the public safety. And in the case of 9/11, the FBI had identified the hijackers and what they were doing, but there was no communication with other law enforcement agencies. So following that, and following a good commission, there was greater communication set up. And the FBI, it appears, did see that this was going to be a distinct possibility, had sent out the word, and there were people in the local police, and particularly the Capitol police, and the sergeants of arms there, that didn't follow up on it. And that is really troubling. And that's where, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but when the FBI tells you this is going to happen, you got to wonder if some of these people were indeed participating and happy to see it happen.
Right, exactly. There's a report that was issued this week by the Justice Department, the Office of Inspector General, detailing the findings about what happens at the border. This is something that hasn't made it, but yet it maybe should, because it's part of sort of the review of what's happened over the last 4 years. The Department of Homeland Security increasing its prosecution of adults that arrived with children and all that stuff. What's the report show?
And this is kind of interesting, and we still have more coming in from the General Accountability Office as well. And this is something that, unfortunately, Trump has kind of tried to cut the legs out from some of these independent investigators within the government. But from what I've seen of the initial reports is that there's been a lot of sizzle and not necessarily a lot of stake as far as stopping people from coming in illegally, and the wall, which was the big trumpet, was a huge bust. If you want to look at bang for your
buck.
It didn't. And then you look at the money that could be used to help people now in the pandemic. But it's good to see that there is going to be a look at what we should be doing in regard to immigration.
Yep. Well, it's it was the buzz of the day, and then that all changes. I just am getting a kick out of all the people who say we're in the worst shape we've ever been. We're not in good shape, but if you go back to when FDR became president, the Dust Bowl and the World War II and stuff, wow, that's something to think about. Steve, thank you for your service. Like you were in the service. Well, you are in the service. In service to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. U.S. defense officials say they're worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing Joe Biden's inauguration. That concern is prompting the FBI to vet all 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington this week for the event. The massive undertaking reflects the extraordinary security concerns that have gripped Washington following the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert's communications director has resigned in the wake of that deadly attack.
Ben Goldie told Axios in a statement, "Following the events of January 6th, I've decided to part ways with the office." Congresswoman Boebert had been accused of allegedly tweeting out the location of lawmakers during the attack. Goldie had reportedly been on the job for less than 2 weeks at the time of his resignation. Prior to working for Boebert, he was the press secretary for the Department of the Interior and previously worked for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Boebert's chief of staff, Jeff Small, said in a statement, "Congresswoman Boebert looks forward to focusing on and serving the interests of the people of the 3rd Congressional District." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Boeing's reported final 2020 numbers for the airplane orders and deliveries, and they're down from 2019, even though the 737 MAX is flying again.
Boeing says it booked 90 orders for new airliners in December, most of them for Ireland's Ryanair. Boeing also says it delivered commercial planes in December, including 27 MAX jets. American Airlines took 10 MAXs and United Airlines got 8. Those deliveries came after the Federal Aviation Administration approved changes in a flight control system on the plane. MAXs were grounded worldwide for 21 months after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed a total of 340 people. However, the market for new planes remains depressed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Jeremy House reporting.
Check out more news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Violent protests erupted in several Tunisian cities as the country reels from economic turmoil.
Police used tear gas to disperse disgruntled protesters who blocked roads by burning tires and threw stones and other objects at police and businesses. The uproar is a culmination of Tunisians' anger that the country is on the verge of bankruptcy and has dire public services. Many feel disappointed that on the 10-year anniversary of the revolution that ousted autocratic President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, there is little to show in terms of improvement. Police swooped in as shops and banks were looted and vandalized, arresting dozens of youths. According to the Tunisian Forum of Economic and Social Rights, more than 1,000 demonstrations took place in November alone. I'm Karen Chamas.
Indonesian rescuers retrieved more bodies from the rubble of homes and buildings toppled by a strong earthquake, raising the death toll now to 78. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal report says the coronavirus pandemic has taken away about a third of the commercial fishing industry's revenue.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says revenue from catch brought to the docks by commercial fishermen fell 29% over the course of the first 7 months of the year. The report says revenues declined every month from March to July, including a 45% decrease in July. The NOAA report says the seafood industry at large has been hit hard by restaurant closures, social distancing protocols, and the need for safety measures. Keith Peters reporting.
National Transportation Safety Board warning about the dangers posed by electric vehicle fires, saying they pose serious risks to first responders, and they say manufacturers' guidelines are woefully inadequate. Investigators also are complaining of gaps in industry safety standards and research on high-voltage lithium-ion battery fires. More news at townhall.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to focus on the health of our nation, the health of our world. It's the talk radio world that we focus on in this hour. It's called the DJV Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. It's the time during the week that the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, a new member of the gang here, looks at the charts for the week. It's a talk radio review of the big night, the big items. Sort of, I was going to say the nightmares, because that's kind of what this list is, a nightmare. The week of January 11th to the 15th is in focus, and we have top 10 stories to go through, the top 10 people list. In fact, they're usually complimentary. It's really kind of, when you look at this list, and has been this way for the last 4 or 5 months, the top 3-4 items are usually the ones that are way over in terms of time taken to review, way over the top, and the others are kind of just ancillary, that this is just there. For example, excuse me, number 10 this week is a focus on what has been a big story in the Midwest, certainly, and I said something about it earlier on, the Flint water situation. We were talking about water, Victoria and Jennifer, where as it applies to making bagels on the DJV program. But I do think that it's kind of worth a moment. It's worth more time than we've given it because it is such an example of complete corruption and complete malfeasance in government. This is a textbook case. Anybody teaching a government course how to and how not to, the way this situation was handled, the arrogance, the ignorance, the sheer...
just cheap. A friend of the family owns a plumbing company, and when this Flint water crisis happened, his company was one of the contractors who went out to Flint, Michigan, from New York to bid on fixing the problem. And he said that the pipes were so old, and they had the option a long time ago to I don't know anything about pipes, but there was a certain
lead.
Type of
you don't
pipe
want lead.
That, right, I know that you don't want pipe. Lead in the water. Right. So there was a certain type of there was another option that they had when they were redoing the systems years ago. They chose to take the cheap route, and then that's where they are now. And he said that when his company went and inspected the lead pipes, he said he had never seen, and he's been in the sewers of New York City, and he said he's never seen something so horrific. They just chose to be really cheap about it. And then, you know, when you make cheap decisions, you pay for what you get, you know.
What he's talking about is galvanized pipe. Anybody who had that in their homes. I remember growing up, my father decided that we weren't getting enough water pressure, so he had somebody come in and look at the pipes, took the pipes apart, and they were loaded with rust. So every time you really turned the water on, you were drinking rust.
Right.
That's what I grew up
delicious.
On. That's why I'm so healthy.
Great, the best bagels.
All right, number 9 on the list is our relationship. See, I think this belongs a little further up, frankly. I don't put the list together. Michael Harrison and his crew do. But my focus is on China, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran. The Chinese are at the bottom of pretty much every problem that we have domestically and internationally, not only us, but around the world. They're at the foot of it. And if they aren't, the Russians are. The Iranians are along for the ride. But there was a discussion that hasn't had too much attention this week about the Iranians, because we're so just wrapped up in trying to discredit Trump and all the air that takes out of the room. Meanwhile, the Iranians may have plotted to blow up the city of Washington, right? Isn't that sort of what's floating around?
Well,
here?
That was a threat. They said it wasn't credible, but they hacked into traffic control.
Who said it wasn't credible?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So someone hacked into air traffic control in New York on the Monday before the Wednesday Capitol attack, and they communicated a warning saying that the death of General Soleimani would be avenged, and they would fly a plane into the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. And so this is... Even though our intelligence sources said it's not credible, number one, it's scary as heck that they can hack into our air traffic control system, because that to me could even be more dangerous than flying a literal plane into the United States Capitol, number one. Number two, in terms of what the loss of life could be if that were indeed something that they could do and do successfully. Number two, even if it wasn't a credible attempt, you would, and maybe, I don't know, maybe Rich or Kimmy, both of them are from Washington, D.C., and they're running things behind the scenes today. But when something like that, even when it's not credible, happens, you would think that security would be on point for whatever was going on, not to mention some of the rumblings that the FBI heard in advance of the Capitol. So it's a head scratcher as to why it looked like a lot of people just sort of moseyed into the Capitol that day.
Rich, are you close to a microphone? If you are, let's talk about this for a second. The reality of what it feels like to be the originating network for these programs that I do are at Radio America are located in... in Washington
D.C.
Right. I'm choking on that. So what does it feel like to be there this week?
You know what? Since we are in the suburbs, like right now here in the studio, we're 4 miles away from Washington, D.C. And you kind of separate yourself from the craziness that goes on down there. We used to joke when our studios were 2 blocks from the White House after 9/11. And then we moved out here 4 miles away out in Arlington. I can see the White House from the roof of this building. But there's like this buffer, so it's really not that bad. Nobody is going downtown anymore because of COVID, because of all the craziness this past. It's a ghost town. I remember the freakiest experience I've ever had in my life is walking through D.C. and around the White House, or as close as you could get, on 9/11. It was empty. And that's
I guess
the way
my
it
question
is,
what does the security level feel like, though? Because wouldn't you think, knowing what was known about what could have happened on Wednesday, that security would have been a whole lot different? I mean, that's what I think smells
right.
Really weird about some of the decisions. Capitol Police turned down help from Washington, D.C. It turned down help from the National Guard. And then there was a suicide over the weekend. Now, that could be survivor's guilt. We don't know what was going through that man's head who actually killed himself, like, last Saturday. But they're just... seems to be, I don't know, it just, it's sort of to me like the Las Vegas shooting where it just never felt right, the story that we were being given. I still feel like it doesn't feel right. That's just my own opinion, my own feeling. I have nothing to base that on, just my inner thoughts.
Well, there's a situation brewing here that's not good, whether it's this next week for the inauguration or going forward. There needs to be a break in this logjam. And one of the things is to not pay much attention. You know, the news media wants to still put some kind of a target on Trump's back. He's not going to be the president anymore. Move on. Let's get away from that and focus on other things that will be much more productive when it comes to moving our country forward. In a manner of speaking, the next item for consideration is the mental health of our country, which I think does need a lot of scrutiny for lots of different reasons. We'll get to that right after these words on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJV Show.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
All right, moving back into our fold here, going over the charts from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Jay, you can jump in anytime. Matter of fact, some of the Jay Kirshner is in charge now of our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. How much in general in the world of social media, never mind just ours, are these things coming into the fold? Is there a lot of discussion about some of these things, or is it all about what's going on with the inauguration, or is it all about Trump? Do you find a swing and a sway here?
I mean, definitely a lot of the conversation is weighing more towards political with COVID following up next, but all of the conversations are happening for sure. What's going on with the economy, what's going on in entertainment and pop culture, like Dustin Diamond, he has stage 4 cancer.
When did
Urban
he
Meyer.
Start? I saw something. Who was
Saved by the Bell? Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, who was a former head football coach for the Ohio State University, is now the head football coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was just named, and somebody went into Wikipedia and updated his like about section to include kind of like foreseeing the future that he's going to draft Trevor Lawrence. The Jags are going to go on 16-0 and win Super Bowl 56, which is the Super Bowl that will be happening next year against the Washington football team. I mean, it's since been updated and all that information has been removed, but social media has been having a field day with that.
A lot of people want some distractions, and that's good for mental health, which happens to be number 8 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Our own, the mental health of the nation individually. And I think part of that focus has come about, I don't know whether we can, you want to thank Trump for it, but his mental state is something in question, at least it has been for me, pretty much for the entire time he's been as the president, where all the people who are ripping him apart and trying to villainize him and make him out to be something, some kind of a monster. I just have always said and thought and think it even more today that he has very disturbed mental problems and that nobody wants to seem, including him, seem to want to deal with them. what it does is...
I don't think that's true. I think he's a narcissist.
Well, I know you don't.
I think that's as far as
he is a narcissist.
Goes, but,
I think he's a bipolar.
He's been attacked for 4 years, ongoing, and I don't think...
But he brings it on some of it himself, Jennifer.
No, I mean, some of it maybe he steps on his own headlines, but he never got the peaceful transition of power that people were...
He steps on things besides
that. On all kinds of stuff, called crazy, all sorts of names.
He's created an aura around him that carried him from his personal life and into the public sector. You know, we all enjoyed watching him fire people when he was the star of that show.
The funny thing is, he never liked doing that, and from what I hear, he still doesn't like doing that.
What, firing people?
There are a lot of misreading. I know of what he has had around him, but he's had a lot of people who have turned on him, who have sold their stories, who have spied on him.
But why does that happen? If you hire, I know I've run my own business forever.
Why does that happen? Because he wasn't supposed to win. Why does that happen? Because he's an outsider and because he's disrupted the swamp. If he's done anything, he ruined the plan of the Mitch McConnells and the Chuck Schumers of the world, who were perfectly happy before Trump came along, playing the whole country.
Well, there may be something to that. Number 7 this week, focusing on the Constitution, our history and how it plays into the inauguration. We get nostalgic about the past. We get close to inaugurations, I think, each time every 4 years. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal. And our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV review of the hot hits and news talk radio from this week, ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show that I do with Michael Harrison, that also appears on all of these stations pretty much either through the end of the week or over the weekend. And so we are working on the list. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, though, because I want to get Jennifer's input on the inauguration, the lockdown we were just talking about, who's been arrested, who's worried about what. There are right-wingers who are crazy. There are left-wingers who are crazy. And they're creating this mayhem that, you know, one wonders how anybody really thinks this is good for us. Or is it just that we're so, Trump was a narcissist. Everybody's thinking about themselves. This is what
I would say it's not just Trump. Anybody who runs for presidency is pretty much
because they think they can
solve the problems of the free world. But there's a survey that came out this week, I think, and it was reported in Axios, and I'm going to say close to, if not maybe a little more than 70% of Americans, not on political party, but Americans think that the world, that the country is in a downward spiral, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I think when we talk about the mental illness, the impact of a COVID-19 shutdown, when we talk about the hatred that's happening in political parties and political divisions across the country, people are feeling it, and I think they're feeling like the country is just not going in the right direction. I think as Americans, we have always been blessed to have a bit of optimism about things getting better and about improving our situations, and I feel like that optimism is dying, and it's dying really quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's being helped along by all of this division in the news media and on social media. I can't tell you how many, I mean, every day I'm getting so many more attacks on social media than I ever have in my whole life. And why? You know, I'm just saying my opinion. They're saying theirs.
Right.
Right. I mean, why? I don't go after an attack.
The cancel culture, it's called. Among other things. So the impeachment of the president second time around, we're going to use this kind of like a kickstand to a bicycle. Now everybody is already in the Republican Party who are going to try to impeach Biden before he even gets into office. I mean, this is lunacy. And it is creating, as you just suggested, to the downfall of the country, which is exactly what the Chinese want.
Right.
We're
and
playing
now you have
right
snap,
into their
so now
hands.
Snap impeachments have been normalized. So now you have Republicans making a dumb move. This one woman going to try to file articles of impeachment on Biden the first day just to make
for
a
what?
Point.
He's not even there yet.
Right.
Because
that's
crazy.
That's the same argument that Republicans made. Why are you trying to impeach Trump? There's no real constitutional reason to do this. And so now we've normalized the snap impeachment. And so now when we don't like somebody, we're going to just impeach him. And what used to be the most powerful tool to be used in the Constitution to take out people is now just, it's been, there's a B word, you know what I'm talking about, but it's been advised because there's no sense. There's no set of...
Is the word bastardized? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. No, I just... I don't know. I just didn't want to be rude.
Right.
To all the
are you kidding?
Out there.
Have you listened to some of the other talk radio programs on the air around the country? That's hardly rude. I used to be upset when people would say, I'm pissed off. And I didn't think that should ever be on the air, but it's everywhere. People say, that was you could never say it. When I was a younger person in talk radio in the 70s and the 80s,
I
couldn't
say that.
Stuff like that. I don't like it, actually. But
I started in satellite where I could say anything, so I have to really make sure I don't say things.
Right.
Because
terrestrial
is very different rules.
Yeah, right. All right, so number six on the countdown this week, story of race relations. I saw something I really want to spend some more time on. There's a pastor in Houston, Texas, who I think he got arrested for bilking millions and millions of dollars out of his church. And people who are black are saying, oh, you only went after him because he's black. Why don't you go after Joel Osteen, who probably is guilty of the same things. You're probably right.
All those preacher people.
Oh, yeah. Just,
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
The incredible story of how they rip off millions and millions
until
from their
supporters.
Until
you have a case against Joel Osteen, then, I mean, it's really hard to say, why don't you go after him? You
28
know?
Past the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. 5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have a constituency that wants us to continually look at what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Thus, at the end of the week, the DJVers Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug are here at your service to go through the official list that comes from Talkers Magazine. The economy is number 5. How do you feel, Victoria, about your economic reality? Are you better off today? That was the old question Reagan asked when, and people answered no when he was running against Jimmy Carter. Are we better off today than we were last year at this time? That's
God,
almost
no.
Laughable.
Jeez, I know, right? Yeah. To think of the suffering and how many of my friends have been through so much just struggle in the last, 8-10 months. It's
and
horrible.
Do they realize when there's a government program, as we have had and we are going to continue to have to sort of help us through all of this, that the money at the end of the day comes from someplace where nobody really seems to know where it's coming from? There have been those who've just said, oh, well, they're printing money in Washington. Well, but they should
care. Right, but you know what, though? But when you're thinking about, like, can I pay rent? Can I buy food?
What would happen if
I get my business back?
If most countries don't have the kind of benevolent government that we do.
Oh, actually, that's not true during the pandemic. Have you read what European countries have done for businesses? They've actually paid. They've essentially completely supported businesses, and they've paid people to stay home and not work. And because, with the pandemic, they didn't want people going out. So in Europe, they've been subsidized.
Where does the money come from, though? Where does it come from?
I don't know. Whatever their... I have no idea. Wherever their government spending is, I don't know. But I just know that the other countries have treated their citizens a lot better than... We've been arguing over $600, one check for $600, yeah. And other countries in Europe have actually helped people survive and pay rent and keep their houses and their mortgages. And I think we're a disaster. It's despicable.
Well, I think there's a lot more. I think it's a lot deeper than that, and there's a social aspect to it, the economic aspect to it. There's a toll that's being taken, and you have to wonder, when it boils right down to the bottom line, I think that one of the real serious problems that nobody's dealing with on this is surface, subsurface, as deep as you can go. There are too many people on the planet, too many people in America, too many people in any area of the world, and they can't be managed. And that's one of the real problems, helping out all these people that come, some people that have no skills, they have no job, they have no way of making a living, the mental health problems that exist, the physical problems. We're just creating problems on top of problems on top of problems that we keep kicking the can of whatever the problem is down the road instead of dealing with it as we ought to. In your own personal life, you can't create a situation economically that we've created in our country. You can't. And so what the toll, and the Chinese know this, when they released that virus in Wuhan, they knew what the implications were going to be, and they know now, they can see it. We're crumbling at the feet of our own sort of destruction. We're destroying ourselves by all of this infighting. I think it was Karl Marx who said that we will be destroyed from within, not from outside. But that doesn't mean we're going to get a little help inside from the Russians and the Chinese and whoever else wants to eat away at our core. So it's really, I don't know, I find it very distressing, looking at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four on the countdown this week, I think you could argue that this might be a little more important than number four, but I'll leave it there because that's where the talkers list. You can find this list, by the way, every week posted at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, in talkers.com, the stories and the people. So let's talk about COVID and the implications. You were talking about what's going on overseas. I thought it was interesting, Victoria. People who have been infected by COVID may have immunity to the virus for 5 months, according to what the British have found out anyway.
Yeah.
It's
a moving number. We've seen so many different studies. You know, there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago. I believe it was originated here in the U.S., and they said that you might get 8 months of immunity. This new study from the U.K. says it's 5 months. I think it just, you know, it depends. But the problem, though, is that people who had the virus early on, February, March, April, May, their immunity is pretty much up if you go by these studies, and a lot of those people are refusing to get the vaccine because they think that they're still immune. So that's kind of the problem, and you can get reinfected. That's no one has disputed that yet. So I think it's a mess. We've had so many different things being thrown at us. It's hard to know what to believe.
So what do we believe? Where do we go with our beliefs? Everything's being shaken to the core, as I suggested a few minutes ago. COVID has done a number on us, and nobody really can explain to me, by the way, how it is. This has been my drum roll from the very beginning. Why it is that something that has, I don't mean to diminish it, but the significance of this in terms of other problems like SARS that came and went, many more people died of that than are dying of this, and the economy wasn't disrupted the way this particular circumstance has presented itself.
Wait, more people died here of SARS? Because I don't think that's accurate.
I think that there are more people around the world. I'm not just talking about, we get so introspective. I'm talking about the global situation that has presented itself with COVID, because it is a global problem, and SARS and any other thing that's, I'm very much opposed to the way that we have handled this economically. Closing everything down to the detriment of a lot of people who have worked their lives, and it was out of their control. Worked their lives to build a business, and it's destroyed. And so who is controlling? You know, that's the question again. Who controls the message? Who controls the fix? Who's in charge here? Are you in charge of your own life? Not anymore. You aren't in charge of your life. You have to do what the herd mentality. Now, I'm not disagreeing. I think wearing a mask and having the distancing is the way to fix this problem. But can you do that and still sort of run things in a fairly normal way? I'd like to think that was the case, and I think that the experience of the past bears that out. But there are a lot of selfish people also, and that's what we'd have thrown in our face. Well, look at all these people who don't do that. They're spoiling
it
for everybody else.
Yeah, and those people are the reason we have to keep shutting down again.
Yeah, well, but how do you fix that? How do you not destroy? These people think that it's all about them. You talk about Trump being a narcissist. I think the world, certainly of America, is loaded with narcissists. It's all about me, me, me. We have the me generation, even. The generation that's behind me, your generation, has been referred to as the me generation.
Yeah.
What does that forestall? The generation after you... The Gen Xers, is that what they are?
That Gen X is ahead of me. Before the label of millennial came along, I was just a Gen Yer. So,
okay.
I don't know. Now everybody's all encompassed into millennial. It sort of stretches from, I don't know, 18 up to 39 or something. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, the Gen Z, which are the younger kids now, you know, that's, who knows what that generation will
be. The horse is out of the barn. The social media impact, the devices that people are so, I mean, it's like we're becoming zombies. We pay attention to nothing but that device that's in our hand. Take it with you everywhere if you don't have one. I went to an appointment with a doctor yesterday, And I didn't have my iPhone with me, and he wouldn't let me in because I couldn't dial him or send him a text on my iPhone that I was there. So I choose not to bring my iPhone, so now I'm going to be penalized because I don't have it with me?
Well, you have to call ahead before the... That's kind of how a lot of doctor's offices are working right now.
You know what? That's not the way my life works. I don't carry the iPhone with me every place I go. I don't have it as an appendage. Yeah, that's not the point. The point is that we've become so dependent on those screens and the phones that we can't do anything on our own. And remember earlier, would you, this week?
Well, you're the exception on that one.
I don't think everybody else has a phone on them. That doesn't mean it's right at all. It doesn't mean, because I'm the exception, it doesn't mean I'm right. Anyway. I was thinking about something.
You're like the guy who like insists on, I'm just going to keep riding my bicycle. I'm not going to give in to this newfangled automobile thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, the bicycle works, sure, but, you know, everyone else is in a car.
I'll have you know, I have a car with 500 horsepower engine in it, so I've left the bike behind. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. The inauguration and its impact, that's the next thing in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you. Jay Kirshner is monitoring our social, and if you care to express yourself on any of these things. People list now, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com every week for the list of the big news items that are being discussed on what they call News Talk Radio, talking about the news and the people in the news. Rick Snyder is at number 10, Xi Jinping number 9, the Bobbsey twins from social media, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Rudy Giuliani, he's complaining because Trump says you're not going to pay him. Number 7. Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, and Mo Brooks at number 6. Mike Pence is in the 5th position. Joe Biden is 4th. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Ms. Pelosi at number 2. And the current president of the United States will be the last time we can say that on the countdown, because next week there will be a new president. Donald Trump is number 1. It'll be interesting to see how important he stays as we cast a new anchor, if you will, with the new administration. Coming up, that's next week. That'll be one of the highlights, I'm sure, of the charts. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories this week. Pretty unique information from the charts that you can find at Talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. All the talk stuff. Number 10 on the list is a focus on water, what's happened in Flint. Number 9, our relationship with China, Russia, Iran. Number 8, mental health issues. First time I've seen this on the countdown, if for a long time, maybe never before, focusing on what kind of shape our heads are in. The Constitution is number 7, race relations number 6, Black Lives Matter. Somebody started an issue this week, Blue Lives Matter, race relations, yep, that's number 6. The economy is number 5, COVID is 4, the First Amendment is 3, the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol is number 2, and the impeachment is number 1. That's the way they have circled the wagons, if you will, at Talkers Magazine. All right, so let's get at it here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The situation with the Joe Biden inauguration, very interesting. That the news media has been told not to display, or anybody coming from any form of media, not to display their badges during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Not to, and that is because of their own safety? Is that, what's the
reason?
Their
own safety, because a lot of news media members were targeted during the Capitol riots, and they were attacked. So, and a lot of people beaten, like, some of the images are horrific. I mean, just beaten badly, and just because they had a news lanyard. So, yeah, I think that's probably a wise thing.
All right, one of the things that's ancillary to this is how Airbnb has canceled all of their Metro Washington reservations. The impact of the impeachment and what happened with the Capitol attack last time, I thought that was a fairly interesting and insightful thing to do. Maybe a lot of people, I'm guessing a lot of people around the country haven't heard that story.
Perhaps. I think it's the smart thing to do liability-wise. I mean, can you imagine if somebody who travels to an Airbnb, you get to check in without even meeting the host. It's a, you know, usually it's that contactless check-in, and which I love because, you know, I don't like the people. So a good part of it. But can you imagine someone, let's say, just checks into an Airbnb, has tons of weapons, something bad happens, and then Airbnb would be liable for that. So I think it's a smart business move to just cancel everything.
All right. The other thing that has to do with the inauguration, and there's a connection between the inauguration and the Capitol attack after the certification of Biden becoming president, the FBI terrorist watch list. And who is watching that? The fact that so many of these people were in Washington for the events on January 6th, and the FBI was asleep at the switch completely.
Yeah.
Out to lunch.
I know. And we found out last week, and we talked about this on the DJV show, that there was an FBI warning. A report went out the day before, and for whatever reason, it was just largely ignored. I think it originated out of Northern Virginia, and I don't know why, but it was just ignored. So I just hope that everything is safe and everyone is safe and for the inauguration and that nothing happens. I've seen so much stuff on coming from dark web, and now that, you know, everyone got pushed off of Twitter, it scares me that people are getting pushed further and further underground, and we're not going to be aware of it.
Again, management issues with people. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
Call 800-213-3613. That's 800-213-3613. Again, 800-213-3613. That's 800-213-3613.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do Tech Talk from this past week. The top five items on the list of considerations. A lot of things, a lot of people are paying attention to CES. Let's find out what Victoria has done through her research to find the top five stories, starting with a new wireless charger. It's being sold by Apple, and if you have it, well, listen to what Victoria tells you to do with it.
Yeah, be careful if you have a Belkin portable wireless charger and stand, the special edition. It was sold in Apple retail stores and online on Apple and Belkin sites, but apparently they can catch fire and they can even shock the user. So no injuries or incidents have been reported yet, but they have apparently found through their own testing that these chargers that were sold between July of 2020 and October of 2020 are being voluntarily recalled. So the stand has a 10,000 amp power capacity. It can charge at high speeds. It's got a lot of power to it, and apparently it leaves it vulnerable to overheating and catching fire, and then, of course, giving someone an electric shock if they mishandle it. So if you own one of these Belkins, you can go to the Belkin support site and figure out how you can get a refund and send the product back. So just be very careful. This is the reason, actually, why Apple was so slow to list wireless chargers in their store, because the risk of overheating and shocking the user is really pretty high with a lot of these. So they finally went forward with the Belkin, and then here we are now recalling it. So that's why they're not that easy to find.
All right, number four, the cancellation of Airbnb spaces.
Yeah, Airbnb and their subsidiary Hotel Tonight, which is a last-minute hotel booking site. It's actually very convenient. If you're traveling into a city and you don't want to book in advance, it's actually a really helpful tool. So all of those bookings in the D.C. metro area have been canceled. If you are an Airbnb host, they are not losing money. They're actually going to be reimbursed by Airbnb. But because they have no security in these Airbnb sites, they have no there are no security cameras. It's just too difficult for them to monitor the situation and to monitor who's going in and out of these units. So they've just decided, for safety for everybody's sake, they're just canceling all the reservations.
Number three, a rival for WhatsApp.
If you had asked me a week ago what Signal was, I would have told you a million things, like car Signal. Like, I could have told you a million things, but I never would have known. Yeah, never would have known that it was an actual app. But now everybody seems to know about Signal. They have had a 4,200% increase in downloads this week because they are they were a very, very small rival to WhatsApp. Now they're a big baller. And WhatsApp, of course, at last Wednesday, as literally as people were breaking into the Capitol and no one was talking about anything else, WhatsApp decided to send a notification to their users that, oh, by the way, if you don't sign on and agree to giving away all of your personal data to Facebook, which is the owner of WhatsApp as of a couple years ago, then you will lose access to the app. Well, this obviously did not sit well with people, and once things calmed down with the Capitol riots and people started paying attention to their emails again, everyone decided to get rid of WhatsApp, and they have downloaded Signal. Elon Musk and Edward Snowden, two very polarizing figures, they both endorsed Signal. And so right at that moment, actually last week, there was an 11,700% increase in Signal downloads.
Number two, at-home testing for COVID.
This has been something that a lot of people have been waiting for since basically the pandemic began. So it's almost 1 year now since these the cases of COVID. And if you go onto Amazon, you can buy a Dexterity Diagnostics at-home COVID saliva test. It's $110 for a single test, or you can buy a bundle of 10 for $1,000. And these are the most accurate saliva tests. It takes about 2 days to get your test results sent back to you.
Number one.
Well, the big story this week, all the big tech has pulled their funding from political figures. We'll see where this goes. It's a developing story.
No, we have a mistake here. We still have a minute. So what do we have? Let's give people a little more information
sure.
on the
So the Facebook, Microsoft, AT&T, and Google all announced this week after the Capitol riots that they are freezing all of their political funding, and they're going to reassess. What this really means is they right now know they're under scrutiny, and they don't really want to have the public be digging into who they give their money to. That's what this really means. This isn't about, oh, the moral high ground, and we're just going to, you know, we don't want to support anyone who was against the election or was for the rioting. What this really means is they give to the left, the right, the center, they give to everybody, and they don't want anyone to really put a spotlight on whose pockets they're lining. And I think it's a cynical take on it, but that to me is just the truth. So they have put out this statement that it's about, you know, the election. It's not. This is just about covering their own butts, basically.
All right. So there you go. The top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As Democrats plan for a Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, what they don't want is for it to dominate President-elect Biden's opening days.
Ron Klain, the incoming White House chief of staff, says an impeachment trial will be one of the Senate's responsibilities. But he hopes there's a way for senators to also move quickly on confirming Biden cabinet nominees and approving a new COVID recovery package. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign says the president has not yet made a determination as to which lawyer or law firm will represent him at the upcoming trial. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And as Inauguration Day nears, the FBI is concerned of a potential threat from the troops that have been sent to secure the Capitol. So what they're going to do is vet the 25,000 National Guardsmen being sent to the area. The Senate Finance Committee says it will hold a confirmation hearing for Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen on January 19.
The timing for the hearing will mean that Yellen will appear before a panel still controlled by Republicans. Democrats will not take over control of the Senate until January 20th, after President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are sworn into office. Yellen is expected to win easy confirmation.
Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, Yellen will be the first woman to be Treasury Secretary in the nation's history, also the first person to have held all three top economic posts. She was chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. She was the chair of the Federal Reserve and now the head of the Treasury. Organizers of the March for Life are asking supporters nationwide not to gather in Washington this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic and political unrest. Instead, a small group of invited anti-abortion leaders will march on January 29th in a live-streamed event. Check out more news, read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The U.S. military says its troop withdrawal from Somalia is complete.
Some experts have warned the withdrawal comes at the worst possible time for Somalia as the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group improves its bomb-making skills and continues to attack military and civilian targets in Mogadishu. U.S. personnel trained and supported Somali forces, including its elite special forces in counter-terror operations. They're now being moved to other African nations, including neighboring Kenya, home of the only permanent U.S. military base in Africa. Jason Walker reporting.
Guatemalan police and soldiers have used tear gas and wielded batons and shields against a group of Honduran migrants that tried to push through their roadblock. A group of about 2,000 migrants had stopped short of the roadblock on Saturday night. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A wealthy 89-year-old New York business magnate makes the ultimate decision.
Donald Tober, CEO and co-owner of the New York-based 1,400-employee Sugar Foods, left to his death and was found in the courtyard of a luxury Upper East Side building between 65th and 66th Streets. Tober, whose company made artificial sweetener Sweet'n'Low a household name, committed suicide by jumping from his Park Avenue apartment building. He was struggling with Parkinson's disease. Still, the suicide was a shock, a family friend said. I talked to him yesterday, and certainly no, there was no indication whatsoever. Patrick Foss reporting.
AAA reports the national average for a gallon of gas at the pump up a nickel this week, $2.38 a gallon. That's 8 cents more than a week ago, but still 21 cents less than what we paid this time last year. 10 states have seen the largest jump. Michigan leads it with up 16 cents a gallon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with the comedy of the Andrews family. And later, Jack Benny celebrates the coming of spring by having his house painted. Archie Andrews was the creation of comic strip artist Bob Montana in collaboration with writer Vic Bloom. When the character debuted in December of 1941 in an issue of Pep Comics, Montana was just 21 years old. Playing his teenage character in this radio production is Bob Hastings, who was also in his early 20s at the time. He'll be joined in this one by Alice Yorman and Arthur Cole as his parents, Harlan Stone as Jughead, with Rosemary Rice and Yvonne Mann as Betty and Veronica. It's from November 6, 1948. ¶¶
Archie Comics magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang. Now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's 10 o'clock Friday evening as we join the Andrews family, and we find Mr. and Mrs. Andrews just returning home after an evening of bridge.
Well, Mary, that was quite an evening. So I guess this time we showed the Hendersons who plays the best game of bridge.
Yes, dear. How much did we lose?
You would return my lead in that last hand. We'd have won.
Now, Fred, let's not rehash that last hand all night. The game's over. It's late, and I'm tired. So open the door, and let's get to bed.
All right, then. All right. Oh, good grief.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, dear, but you better let me have your keys.
All right, dear. My keys? My house keys?
Yes, dear. I didn't take mine when we went out.
But, Fred, my keys are in my purse, and I told her I was leaving my purse home tonight.
Mary, what has that got to do with opening the... Dude left your purse? You mean to say your keys are locked inside the house, too?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, good grief. We're locked out.
It looks that way.
Well, I'm all the time for this to happen. No keys. Mary, how can you be so absent-minded?
Fred,
You're always forgetting things.
Fred,
Never saw anyone like you for forgetting things.
Fred, you forgot your keys, too, remember?
So. Yeah. That's right, I did, didn't I? Oh, well, it doesn't matter, dear. It doesn't matter. I'll just ring the bell and wake Archie up, that's all.
All right, for a minute I was afraid you... Wake Archie up? Fred, you can't do that.
Why not?
The boy's probably just gotten asleep.
Yeah, but Mary,
You wake him up now and he'll never get back to bed.
Mary, I...
Besides, it's not fair to Archie to wake him out of a sound sleep. He's a growing boy and he needs his sleep.
Mary, look, I'm not a growing boy, but I need sleep, too.
Fred, I know that, but do we have to wake Archie?
Nope. Nope, we don't have to wake him. We can just curl up in the front lawn and spend the night there.
Oh, dear. Well, all right, Fred. I suppose we have to wake the boy up. Ring the bell.
All right. Don't know why you couldn't have said that 5 minutes ago. Stand here all night arguing about whether to get into my own house or not. Called out here, too. What's taking that boy so long, anyway?
Well, he'll be down in a minute. He has to put on his bathrobe and slippers, doesn't he?
Mary, if Archie were a centipede, he could have put his slippers on by this time. I'll ring it again. Now what's keeping him?
Well, he always was a sound sleeper.
Mary, a dead man would have heard the bell by this time.
Well, try calling him.
Oh, me. All right, dear. I'll call him. Archie!
Call again, dear.
Archie!
Call again.
Archie!
Call again.
Mary, you sound like a telephone operator.
What?
Never mind, dear, never mind. Archie!
You calling me, Dad?
Yes, and it's about time you heard me.
About time?
Yes.
Fred, I...
Mary, I'll handle this. Yes, you... About time. I rang that bell for an hour.
But, Dad,
now, get down here and open this door.
Well, Dad,
and
I...
hurry up.
Well, Dad,
I can't stand here all night.
Fred, the boy's...
Mary,
right...
please.
But, Fred, I'm trying to tell you, Archie is right there beside
Mary,
you.
Mary, I know that, but what difference does it make if he is... Right here. Good grief. Archie, where did you come from?
Jughead's house, Dad. I went over there to do some homework with him right after you and Mom left for the Hendersons.
Oh, fine. And I thought you were up in your... Oh, well, it doesn't matter now. As long as you're here, Archie. As long as you're here, unlock that front door.
Okay, Dad. Give me your keys.
All right. I have them right here in my... These are my keys. Archie, that's the point. I don't have my keys. I left them in the house.
Gee whiz, you did?
Yes, I did. Now, use your own keys and open that door.
Well, gee whiz, Dad, when I went to Jughead's house, I forgot you had gone out and I didn't take my keys with me.
Archie, never mind the details. Just open the door and... What did you say?
I said I didn't take my keys with me.
Mary, Mary, did you hear what his boy said? He didn't
now,
take his...
Now, Fred, don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene. Mary, I'll...
After all, if we both forgot our keys, why shouldn't Archie be entitled to forget his?
Because nobody with any brains ever... I mean, if he took after me, he... I mean, he has no right to... God grieve, I don't know what I mean.
Fred, it looks like we're locked out. Let's face it.
Mary, I am facing it, but I don't know what to do about it.
Well, gee whiz, maybe the back door is open.
No, dear, it isn't. You know that ever since the time burglars broke into Mrs. Hastings' house and took $6 and Mr. Hastings' wig, I always lock all the windows and doors before we go out so nobody can get in.
Including us.
Well, Fred, I didn't forget the keys on purpose, you know.
Yes, Mary, I... What's that?
Gee whiz, that's our phone.
Oh, fine.
Oh, dear. I wonder who it can be. Might be important.
Yeah, it might even be Veronica.
Oh, dear. Fred, we've got to answer the phone.
And just how do you suggest I do that from out here?
Gee whiz, maybe if we shouted hello real loud, they'd...
Don't be funny.
Hey, Dad, okay. Oh, dear. Frustrating to hear it and not be able to answer it.
Mary, look, if it's important, they'll call back later. Besides, it seems to have stopped now anyway.
Guess so. Fred, we've got to get into that house.
Yes, Mary, I know that, but how?
Hey, gee whiz.
What is it?
An open window.
An open window? Where? Where, Archie? Where?
Up there in my room.
Good. We'll just climb through and... Up there. In your room?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Archie, look, a lot of help that is. How are we going to get into an open window up in the second floor?
Why? Gee whiz, no, Dad. We can use our stepladder.
Stepladder?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, stepladder. Archie, that's a wonderful idea. Fine, Archie. Quick, go get the ladder.
Oh, okay, Dad. It's down in the basement. Give me your key.
All right. I have them right here. Don't! Archie, for the last time, I don't have my keys, so please quit asking for them.
Gee whiz, I forgot.
Archie, are you sure the ladder's down in the basement? Belongs in the garage.
Well, I'm positive, Mom. I saw it down there just this afternoon.
Well, what the dickens is it doing there?
You put it there.
Oh.
Fred, never mind what it's doing there. We can't get it, and that's that.
Oh, I guess so. But, Mary, what are we going to do? We can't stand here all night.
Gee whiz, Dad, I know.
No? No, what?
Well, I can just run next door to Betty's house and borrow their ladder.
Their ladder?
Sure, Dad. Don't you remember that big extension ladder that Betty's father has?
Oh, yes. That's just what we need. Run over and borrow.
Okay, Dad, be right back.
Well, Mary, now we're getting someplace. As soon as Archie gets that ladder, we'll just climb up to that open window up there and get into the house. Yes, sir, it's a good thing I thought of Betty's father's ladder.
You thought of it? Fred Andrews, it was Archie who thought of it, not you.
All right, dear, all right, all right. Oh, Archie thought of it. The main thing is that as soon as he gets the ladder, we'll get into the...
Hello!
Jug! Jughead!
What'd you expect? The shadow?
No, Jughead, I did not expect the shadow, nor you either.
Jughead, what are you doing here?
Hello, Miss Andrews. I brought the big book back.
You what?
Brought the big book back.
Jughead, what is a big book back?
Gee, you don't understand. There's no such thing as a big book back.
Well, didn't you say you just bought one?
No, I said I brought the big book back.
Jughead, I still don't know what the dickens you're talking about.
I'm talking about Archie's history book.
History book?
Uh-huh. Archie has two history books, a big one and a small one.
What about it?
Well, he left the big one at my house.
Yes?
And I thought he might need it, so I brought the big book back.
Oh, for pity's sake. Jughead, why didn't you say so?
I did, 5 times. Say, what are you folks doing out here anyway?
Jug, we're waiting for Archie to get back here with the ladder. We're locked out.
Locked out? Locked out of your house?
Yes, Jughead, locked out of the house.
She was... My Uncle Herman was locked out of the house once, and he had to pick the lock with a hairpin.
With a hairpin?
Uh-huh. And boy, did he have trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Wrong house.
Oh, for pity's sake. Jughead, that's very interesting, but we don't have time for your stories about your Uncle Herman right
hey,
now.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Mary, that's a wonderful idea.
What's a wonderful idea?
Why wait for Archie to get back here with that ladder and then have to go climb through a window? I bet I could pick that lock.
Fred, you're fooling.
I am not. As a matter of fact, picking a lock is very simple. The chief of police was showing us how it's done down at the Chamber of Commerce lecture on crime prevention last month. Why, it's a sin.
Oh, but Fred, I
Mary,
don't...
Mary, I tell you, there's nothing to it there. Besides, what do we have to lose?
A hairpin.
Jug, be quiet. Mary, do you have a hairpin?
Well, yes, dear, I think so. There should be one of my hair right here somewhere. Oh, here it is, dear.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you. I should have thought of this long ago. Now, just watch the old master go to work.
Yeah, Raffles Andrews, they call him.
Jug, be quiet. Now, just put the hairpin in here. Then I turn it around till it catches on the tumbler like that. Then I give it a little twist and... that's funny.
Pray, does it work?
No, dear. Must be something wrong with the lock. The hairpin's stuck in it.
You mean you can't get the hairpin out?
No, dear, I can't. When the chief of police did it, it was the simplest thing I ever saw.
Fred Andrews, a lot of help you are. Now the lock's jammed and we'll have to call someone in tomorrow to fix it.
No, dear, don't get excited. We're nowhere softer than we were. We'll just wait for Archie to bring the letter. Then after we get into the house, I'll get some pliers and get that hairpin out myself.
Oh,
I don't...
Here's Archie.
He has the ladder.
Yeah, I got the ladder, Dad. But I had to wake Betty's father up, and boy, was he mad.
Oh, dear. Was he very mad?
No, it doesn't matter, Mary. It doesn't matter. I'll apologize to him in the morning. The main thing is we have the ladder, and now we can get into the house.
Okay,
Dad. All right, now, then, let's... Oh, fine.
Gee whiz, there goes the phone again.
Oh, dear. It must be something important.
Yeah, I bet it's Veronica.
Archie,
she said she'd call.
Archie,
and I said I'd be home. And
Archie,
now she'll think I'm out with another girl. What?
Archie, look! There is no sense standing here moaning about that phone. We can't answer it. Now, the sooner we get that ladder set up, and the sooner we get up to the where we're going, we can answer the phone, call Veronica, and see if she's the one who's calling.
Yes, Dad.
Stop now, anyway. Well, come on. Get the ladder and... What was that?
I don't know.
Gee whiz, that sounds like Jughead.
Archie, don't be silly. Jughead is right here. Good grief, where is Jughead?
Fred, that is Jughead.
Yes, Mary, but where the dickens is he?
Jughead, where are you?
Down in the basement.
Down in the basement? How could he be down in the basement?
Fred, I don't know. That basement window over there is open. He must have gone in through that.
Oh, good grief. Jughead, are you down there?
I sure am, and get me out of here.
Jughead, calm down for a minute. How did you get in there?
I saw this window open, and I climbed in so I could go upstairs and open the front door for you.
Oh, Jughead, that's wonderful. Go ahead, go on upstairs and open the door for us.
That's just it, I can't. I laid it in a closet or something, and it's locked.
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, that window leads into the storage closet where I keep my jams and jellies and preserves.
Good grief. Mary, do you keep that closet locked?
No, dear, it isn't locked, but I keep a piece of wood in the latch so the door won't swing open.
As far as Jughead's concerned, it's locked.
Get me out of this closet!
Jughead, listen, can't you climb back out of the window?
No, I had to jump down and I have nothing to stand on to get back up. There's nothing here but some jars.
Fred, tell him not to dare stand on those jars.
Mary,
those are my best jams and jellies.
Mary,
he'll break every one of them if he tries to stand on them.
Mary! I'll tell him. Well, for Pete's sake, calm down and quit worrying about your jams and jellies.
Oh, Fred, I don't want him to break them. It took me
hours
and
hours. Mary, I said I'd tell him.
All right, dear.
Jughead, look.
I'm looking, but it's too dark to see anything.
Then listen.
I'm listening.
It looks like you'll have to stay right where you are for a while.
What, listen, Miss James?
Jughead!
Okay.
Now, Jughead, it'll take us just a minute to get that ladder up and get into the house. And as soon as we do, we'll come down and let you out of there. But right now, there's nothing you can do but sit there and be patient. You understand?
Gee whiz, okay.
Okay. Now, remember... Don't try to climb out. You'll only have an accident.
Okay, but hurry up. It's awful dark down here.
Yes, we'll hurry as fast as we can, Jughead. Oh. Come on, Archie. Let's put that ladder up.
Okay, Dad. Oh. Boy, but that Jughead sure gets into things.
He certainly does. We'll have him out in a minute. Now, let's just put this ladder up against the house.
Okay, Dad. I have this side.
Oh, good. Stand it against the house.
Yeah.
There we are.
Fred, it doesn't reach high enough.
Of course it doesn't, dear. Not yet. We have to raise the extension half to where we want it.
Oh.
Now, Archie, you hold the ladder, and I'll pull on this rope to raise the other half of the ladder.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Okay. Pull this.
Hey, attaboy, Dad. It's going up.
It's going up all right.
Just a little more, dear.
How's that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine, Dad. It's right under my window.
All right. Now we're all set. Archie, go up that ladder and climb.
Dad! Don't you dare send Archie up that ladder.
Why not?
Because it's dangerous, that's why not. He might slip and fall right off the ladder and break a leg. Fred, you go up.
Oh. All right, I'll go. Who'll go up? Oh, it's all right if I slip and break a leg, I suppose. It doesn't matter if I break a leg.
Dad, I didn't mean that at all. I meant you'll be more cautious about it, dear. You know how reckless youngsters are.
Gee whiz, Mom. I'm not reckless.
Never mind, Archie. Your mother is right. I'll go up the ladder.
Gee whiz, okay, okay. But I can climb a ladder just as good as anyone.
There's some other time, Archie. Well, here I go.
You're listening to Archie Andrews. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to the Archie Andrews Show on When Radio Was.
Be careful now, Fred.
Yes, I am.
Attaboy, Dad. Keep going.
Yes, Archie.
Careful, Dad. You're coming to the extension now. Careful.
I know it, Archie.
Oh, Dad, you're slipping.
What happened?
Mary, you saw what happened. I got halfway up that ladder, the darn extension slipped, and I slid back down. That's what happened.
Gee whiz. You know, it probably didn't lock in place like it was supposed to.
It probably didn't. Oh, I was lucky I didn't fall off there and break my neck.
Hello, everybody.
Gee whiz, Betty.
Oh, fine.
Hello, Betty. How's the ladder working out, Mr. Andrews?
Betty, so far the ladder is not working out.
It isn't?
No, it isn't. I put the ladder up, then I got halfway up, then the extension slipped back, and I slid off the ladder.
Oh, golly, no wonder.
Huh?
You've got the ladder wrong side out.
Wrong side out?
Uh-huh, sure. Hmm? Turn it over so the extension part is outside, and then it can't slip.
Well, is that why it slipped?
Oh, sure it is, Mr. Andrews. I'm sure that's why. Positive that's why, I think.
Well, maybe you're right, Betty. Well, yeah. I think you are right. Come on, Archie. Let's twist the ladder around so I can use the other side of it.
Okay, Dad.
Easy now.
Yeah. Now I got it.
There we are.
Hey, Dad.
Now I'll raise the extension again, and we're all set.
Yeah, sure.
I should have sort of let myself... Now it's okay.
Oh, Fred, be careful.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Andrews. It'll work all right now.
Yes, sir. Can't miss now. After all, a ladder is a simple thing. I'll get up there this time, or my name is Fred Andrews.
Call me Joe.
Gee whiz. Golly,
Fred, did you hurt yourself?
Mary, I didn't do myself any good. Oh, my back.
Hey, golly, I'm sorry, Mr. Andrews. I guess the other way was right in the first place.
Right in the first place? Betty,
Fred, don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene. I fall off a ladder. I nearly killed myself because Betty tells me to turn it over. And you tell me not to make a scene. Mary,
Fred, arguing about it won't do any good. If you don't know how to use that ladder, don't use it. But we've got to get into the house.
All right, dear, all right. But if we're going to get into that house, Mary, we'll have to find some other way of doing it. Oh, great.
Golly, what's that?
Jughead. He's in the basement.
Oh, dear. Fred, we better see what's the matter. Jughead sounds like he's in trouble.
Oh, dear.
Jughead, what is it?
Help!
Oh, Jughead, I'm right here. What's the matter?
Help!
Jughead, I said I'm right here. What's the matter?
There's a mouse in here.
Oh, great. A mouse.
Jughead, you mean to say you made all that noise because there's a little mouse in there?
Yeah, I'm afraid of mice in the dark.
Oh, fine.
Jughead, look, if there is a mouse in there, believe me, he's more afraid of you than you are of him.
Yeah, but he knows how to get out of here, and I don't.
Well, then you may be sure he's gone by now, so just be quiet.
Okay, but when do I get out of here?
As soon as we get into the house. Just be patient.
Gee whiz, okay, but hurry up.
Yes, Jughead. Oh, that Jughead. Mary, I tell you, that boy is
Fred,
not right.
Fred, never mind
There's
Jughead now. We still have to get into the house. It's getting late.
Mary, don't you think I want to get into that house as much as you do?
Yes, dear. But do something about it.
I'm trying to, dear. I'm trying... Oh, no.
She was the phone again.
Golly, and you can't answer it, can you?
No, we can't answer it. I don't want to hear any more moaning about how important the call probably is. Just let the darn thing ring and ignore it.
Yeah, Dad. But whoever it is sure keeps calling back.
Archie, it may be three different people who have called. Or it may even be three wrong numbers for all we know. Just forget the darn thing.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Stop anyway again. Now, does anybody have any ideas of how we're going to get into this house?
Mr. Andrews.
Yes?
I just noticed something on the ladder.
Betty, I don't want to hear any more about that ladder. It is a menace to life and limb. I am not going up on it again for $1,000,000.
Okay, Mr. Andrews, but I'm just curious about whether you locked it.
Locked it?
Well, yes. You see this gadget? It says lock here. That's so it won't slip back.
Oh, good grief. I never saw that.
Gee whiz, no wonder the ladder kept slipping. Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, do you think it's safe to try it again if you lock it with that gadget?
Well, I don't know, Mary.
And, Dad, I'll hold the ladder this time, and we'll be doubly sure it won't slip.
No, maybe so. All right, Archie. I don't know what else we can do. Let's put the ladder up there again.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
There we are. Now I'll raise the extension again.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Andrews.
All right. Now, Archie, lock that gadget.
Okay, Dad. There. Now, I bet it won't slip in 1,000,000 years.
Yeah, I don't expect to be on the ladder that long. But you hold it anyway now, do you hear?
Oh, yes, sir, Dad. I'll hold it with all my strength.
All right. Now, maybe we can get into this house.
Well, and just what's going on here?
Oh, I'm just going up this ladder to see... Oh, good grief. A policeman.
Oh, dear.
Gee whiz, Ollie.
Well?
Hello out there. Nice evening.
Yes. Lovely evening. But I asked you, what's going on here?
Well, officer, you see, my name is Fred Andrews, and this is my wife, Mary Andrews, and this is my son, Archie.
Never mind the family history. What's going on here?
Well, I'm getting to that, officer. I'm getting to that. You see, I live here, and we're locked out of the house.
Locked out?
Yes, we forgot our keys, and we're trying to get into the house. Mm-hmm. And if you wait just a minute till we get in, officer, I'll be glad to show you my mortgage and prove it's my house and everything.
What was that?
Good grief. Jughead again.
Who?
Jughead. He's in the basement, and he's afraid
of... In the basement? Listen, I thought you said you were locked out.
Oh, we are, officer. We're locked out, and Jughead is locked in.
Oh, you're locked out, and he's locked in.
Yes, he's in the preserve closet, officer.
Look, Mary, I'll handle this.
Yeah, you see, he's really in a jam, you might say. You get it? He's...
Out here. Be quiet. Jughead, what's the matter now?
It's that mouse again.
Jughead, I told you not to be afraid of one little mouse.
I'm not, but I think he's brought his friends.
Look, Jughead, be quiet for just a minute. We're having a little trouble here.
Okay, okay.
Oh, that boy. Now, officer, I can explain the whole thing. My wife and I went out to play some bridge.
Wait a minute. I'm not interested in any stories. I want to see proof that you own this house. And I want to see whoever it is you've got locked in that basement.
Oh, we don't have him locked in there. He just...
Never mind. You just go ahead and get into that house, and then we'll get this thing straightened out.
Oh, all right, officer. I will. I will right now. Archie, hold this ladder.
Oh, okay, Dad. Okay, I got it.
Be sure you hold it good and strong.
Come on now. Quit stalling. I don't have all night.
Hey, yes, officer. I am. Oh, Archie, hold the ladder now.
Okay, Dad, I am.
Get up there. Hold the ladder, Archie.
My goodness, what's going on here?
Veronica.
Gee whiz, Veronica.
Hold the ladder, Archie.
Hello, Archie.
Hold the ladder a little steadier, Archie.
Hi, y'all, Archiekins. It's awful nice to see you all, Archie. See ya.
Hold on, Archie.
Come on now. Hurry up there.
I am, officer. I am.
But what's going on here anyway?
Archie, hold the ladder. It's wobbly.
That's a long story, Veronica. But were you trying to call here a while ago?
I know, Archie. I just
Archie,
haven't...
hold the ladder. I'm going to fall. Well, that was a softer landing than I expected.
Get off my chest!
Oh, Fred, you landed right on the policeman.
Well, Mary, I could... Archie, if you...
My goodness, I didn't know you were on that ladder, Miss Andrews.
Veronica, please.
Get off my chest!
Yes, officer, yes, I'm very sorry. Terribly sorry,
Never mind the apologies. Just get off my chest!
Yes, officer. Archie, give me a hand.
Here, Dad.
Thank you. Now, officer,
What's going on?
Jughead,
how'd you get out?
I piled up a bunch of jars and climbed out.
Jars? My precious preserve jars? Jughead, did you break any of those jars?
My shoes weren't always strawberry colored.
Strawberry colored? My strawberry jam!
Mary,
My best jam ruined.
Mary, please.
Where was Jughead anyway?
In the basement.
Just a minute here. Officer,
you. Golly, what a mess.
Betty, please.
Why am I...
That's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Jughead, be quiet. Now, there's one thing I want to say.
There's one thing I want to say. I don't know what kind of shenanigans are going on around here. But, mister, if you can explain this, you better start talking and talk quick.
But, officer, I tell you, I can explain the whole thing. My wife and I came home from a bridge game a while ago, and we discovered that we didn't have our keys, and the front door was locked. You see, this door right here was locked tighter than a drum, so we had to find good grief, the door... It opened.
It was open all the time.
Oh.
Fred,
we never tried the door to see if it was locked.
Oh, no.
Well, Archie will be back in just a moment. Now back to the Andrews. It's half an hour later and things have finally quieted down. We find Archie and his folks inside the house.
Oh, boy, it feels good to sit down.
It certainly does, dear.
And how?
Boy, what a night.
Yes, what a... Oh, great. That phone again.
Oh, gee, I'll get it, Dad. Maybe that's the same person who was calling before.
Oh, me. Mary, honestly, I have never seen such a night.
Neither have I, dear. But it's all over now. And I think you did a wonderful job of explaining things to that policeman.
Well, Mary, it wasn't easy. Oh, but now that it's all over, let's just forget the whole thing, shall we?
Yes,
dear. Gee, can you imagine that?
Imagine what?
That was Mr. Henderson calling. Said he'd been trying to reach you ever since you left his house.
Reach me? What for?
To tell you that you left your keys there.
Left my keys there?
Trying to reach you.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Yvonne Mann and Rosemary Rice. The policeman was Murray Forbes. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when we bring you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From November 6, 1948. Coming up on When Radio Was, the Jack Benny program, right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
I'm crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
With the holidays approaching, it's likely your kids will end up bored, especially as COVID-19 has many families spending more time at home. So maybe it's time you got the kids doing something fun and constructive. IC Movieology is an online course that teaches the kids the fine art of movie making, but on their smartphone. We asked creator Joe Frankel how he came up with the idea.
I created IC Movieology because when we went into lockdown, it became impossible to go and see a movie in the theater with other people for a while. Zoom and all of the other video chat platforms make it now possible to share a viewing experience with other people. And the other thing that happened was I occupied my kids by making little short films on my iPhone.
More info on IC Movieology is at imaginarycourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Russ promised it's time now for the Jack Benny program. Spring is in the air, and the host is waxing romantic. In a broadcast from April 16th of 1950.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. ladies and gentlemen, spring is here. And last night, as a romantic moon smiled down on Beverly Hills, our little star was sitting alone in his den by an open window.
Ah, look at that moon. Smell those orange blossoms. Now I know what they mean when they say, in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love. Gosh, most of my friends are married, and Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Mary.
Oh, Mary. Mary, how are you, Mary?
Well, I'm fine, Jack, and I... Jack, I hope I didn't disturb you.
No, Mary. I'm just sitting here in the den thinking.
Well, that's funny. I've been thinking, too.
That's funny. That's what I've been doing. Thinking.
Well, look, Jack. Well, we've known each other for a long time, and, well, it's spring, and...
Yes.
Well, I know it isn't my place to say it, but...
What's the difference which one of us says it? It's spring.
All right, I'll say it. Jack.
Yes?
Why don't you get your house painted?
That's what happened last night. And this morning.
I'll get it, Rochester.
Good morning, Jack.
Mary, what are you doing here so early? And who's this man with you?
He's the painter.
The painter? But Mary, I didn't have a chance to think it over. After all...
Mr. Hawkins, this is Jack Benny.
Hi, Rube.
What?
I've certainly heard a lot about you. Shake. Sorry, forgot I was holding a wet paintbrush.
Mary.
I took him off another job to come here.
Why'd you have to bring him so early? I haven't even had my breakfast yet.
Go right ahead. I won't disturb you at all. I'll just come right in and...
Ouch, my foot.
Oops, broke my ladder.
Well, don't just stand there. Pick it up.
Okie dokie. Hold this.
Give it to me by the handle. Heaven's sake.
Oh, boss, your coffee's getting cold.
Okay, Rochester. Say, Dal, would you like to have breakfast with me?
Don't mind if I do.
I'm talking to Miss Livingston. Mary, would you like breakfast?
I wouldn't mind some coffee.
While you're having your breakfast, I'll go through the room and then give you an estimate.
Good.
My, what a lovely piano.
Not with a paintbrush. Mary, what kind of...
Jack, it was an accident. Come on in the kitchen, have your breakfast.
Okay. Rochester, put an extra cup on the table.
Oh, hello, Miss Livingston.
Good morning, Rochester.
Just in time. I made a nice batch of pancakes.
Well, I was only going to have a cup of coffee, but since you have pancakes, I... Rochester, what's that thing you just put on the plate?
A hypodermic needle.
A hypodermic needle? What's in it?
Syrup.
Syrup?
In this house, we don't pour it on with careless hands. We inject it.
Now, stop making things up. Mary, this thing that looks like a hypodermic needle is really a cake decorator, and it's filled with whipped cream. So it comes in handy when you want to write Happy Birthday or Merry Christmas.
Well, what's it doing on the breakfast table?
Mr. Benny not only wants his pancakes size of a dollar, but I got to write E Pluribus Unum on every one of them.
Rochester.
Putting the feathers on the eagle is murder.
Rochester, be quiet.
Jack and the gang will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected devices tied to mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your old home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slowing speeds. The future of home Wi-Fi is here now, and it's called Wi-Fi 6. It's up to 3 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need the proper gear that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, which is perfect for 4K or even 8K streaming or online gaming. And 4 streams let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's even parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels and time limits, create reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi if you have to. Look for TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
And now, back to the Jack Benny program on Win Radio Was.
You know, Jack, the way Rochester's got those pancakes fixed up, they do look like dollars.
Yeah. Say, Mary, you want to hear something funny?
What?
Yesterday, when I was shopping, I thought I'd have a little fun, so I tried to pass one of them at the meat market.
And what happened?
Well, the butcher bit it to see if it was good. It was good, so he ate it. Now, come on, let's go.
Hey, Rube!
Huh?
I looked at both your upstairs bedrooms, and they look nice and green.
Oh. Have you seen the bathroom?
No, I haven't been outside yet.
Outside?
Oh, forgot I was in the city.
Well, go upstairs and look at it.
Okay, Rube. See you later.
Wish you wouldn't keep calling me Rube all the time. Mary, how in the world can you bring a strange painter you know nothing about and expect
oh,
me...
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. Mr. Hawkins isn't a stranger. He's an old friend of my family. It was on account of him that my sister Babe broke her leg.
You mean he broke...
Oh, it wasn't his fault. Papa hired him to do some painting.
Uh-huh.
And when Mr. Hawkins put the ladder up against the house,
yeah,
Babe thought it was an elopement and stepped out the window.
No.
Yeah. She landed with her head in a bucket of paint, and for 2 years she was known as the girl with the green hair.
Mary, while you were off last week, did you write that routine? You know, if you did, it's the last time that you... Come in.
Oh, it's Don and the Sportsman Quartet. Hello, boys.
Hiya, Don. How are you?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Don. Don, what's the matter?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Now, wait a minute, Don. I know something's bothering you. Now, what is it?
Well, I...
Come on, Don. What is it?
Well, Jack, a terrible thing happened to me this morning. I stepped on the bathroom scale and I weighed 186 pounds.
Well... Well, Don, that should have made you happy. That's 90 pounds less than you ever weighed.
Oh, I was happy. I was thrilled. But then I discovered something.
Oh, your bathroom scale was wrong?
No, my stomach was resting on the wash basin.
Don. Look, he likes it. Don. Did you come over here just to tell me that joke?
Yes, Jack, I thought it was very funny.
Oh, you did, eh? Well, Don, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, announcer who make joke about stomach and basin soon washed up. Another joke like that and I'll be washed up. My writers own an oil well. I can't do anything with it. Now, what did you come over for, Don?
Well, Jack, I brought the quartet with me because they have an idea for a commercial and they want you to hear it.
Well, I'm glad you did, Don, because we haven't got the commercial set for the show. Now, what...
Hey, Rube!
Just a minute. What is it, Mr. Hawkins?
Just looked in the kitchen and to paint the walls and the ceiling will come to $12. But I'll only charge you $10.
Why?
I ate two pancakes.
Good, good. Now, Don, what's this idea the boys have for a commercial?
Well, Jack, every year we do something appropriate for the season.
Uh-huh.
And so far this year, we haven't done anything about spring.
Say, that's right, Don. It is spring. You know, as a matter of fact, last night I was sitting in my den by an open window, and I was looking up at the romantic moon and smelling the fragrance of orange blossoms. And all of a sudden, the phone rang.
And what happened?
What happened? I'm having my house painted. Well, Don, if the boys have something... I better get an oil well myself. Well, Don, if the boys have something good for spring, I think it'll be good for the show Sunday. Let's hear it now.
Okay, take it, boys.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, ta-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring. As we merrily dance and we sing, ta-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, ta-la, of a summer of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. But it's not of the flowers that we want to sing, 'cause they can't compare with this message we bring. Tobacco that grows in the spring, tra-la, tobacco that grows in the spring. It grows in Kentucky, tra-la, tra-la, it's put in unlucky, tra-la, tra-la. That is why there is never a rough puff, there's never a puff that is rough. From our analytical surveys we know, there's nothing superior to Lucky's, oh no.
The first half of the spring 1950 episode of the Jack Benny Program. We'll end the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. As we wrapped up the first half, you heard the singing group, the Sportsman Quartet, and my question is about them. For most of their existence, Gurney Bell was the bass singer, but he was not the original. That distinction belonged to a guy who later voiced Tony the Tiger in the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes commercials. I'll name him, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, Radio Spirits brings you 20 episodes of Great Radio Private Eyes in thrill-packed cases of crime.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you'll make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners only need to pay half that. For you, it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE3.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get great radio private eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the singing group, the Sportsman Quartet. For most of their existence, Gurney Bell was the bass, but he was not the original. That distinction belonged to the guy who later voiced Tony the Tiger in the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes commercials. His name, Thurl Ravenscroft. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, do me a favor and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.